is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
Struggling with lower back pain? Recovering from an injury? Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Laramie can make sure you get the care you need to get you back to your normal activities sooner and to get you moving forward again. Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy has 21 years experience in outpatient settings and treating athletes of all types. He's a fully qualified and licensed physical therapist and a good guy to know. Jim develops a customized treatment plan and a specialized home program. He treats all kinds of sports injuries, plus orthopedic neck and back pain, bulging discs, headaches, and other ailments. Pinnacle Sports Therapy accepts all major insurances. A doctor's referral may not be needed. For 14 years, Jim Spitzer has served all ages at Versailles Physical Therapy and Sports Rehabilitation in Versailles. Pinnacle Sports Therapy, 700 East Park in Fort Laramie. Phone 937-419-1491 to start moving forward.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed, we have three retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Mac Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually four generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in six west central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, B-A-M-B-A-U-E-R, fertilizer.com.
For 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Visit our spacious showroom at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Goffney has everything from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. Goffney has bar stools, kitchen tables, servers and sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores. The Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. We're so popular that customers come from Dayton, Columbus, and Fort Wayne. Shop and buy online at Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A furniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney. Our family has you covered.
Customers always come back to Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie.
Yeah, I bought several new Jeeps at Geyer's, and I really appreciate the Geyer's approach to building relationships.
And for 100 years now, since day one, Geyer's has offered superb collision repair.
Absolutely, and I've benefited from that. The manager of that department has over 30 years' experience. Whether it's a fender bender, a scratch or dent, or an accident, Geyer's will make your car or truck look brand new again at a fair price.
Speaking of brand new, 3/4 of the vehicle purchases at Geyer's start online at geyersinc.com.
We have great photos, true description of the vehicles, and also list the auto check history report right on our website.
And these internet-driven online Geyer's customers have been known to fly into Ohio, pick up the car they've selected online, and then drive it right back to wherever, right?
We had one this year flying from North Dakota, picked them up at the airport, got them delivered, and they drove it right back.
The Geyer's reputation, from northern Shelby County all the way to North Dakota.
You know, at Geyer's, it's always service with a smile.
GAIERS.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance. And that's for sure. Barker Insurance. North County Road 25A in Sydney. Phone 492-1857.
Welcome to Frisch. delicious. May I take your order?
Oh, yeah. Obviously, I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Why obviously?
Well, that's all you have, right?
No, we have a whole menu.
Oh, wow. I never even looked at the menu.
Yeah, we have quite a few options.
Ooh, super bad boy. Chicken tenders basket? Those all sound amazing.
Yeah, and we have the original fish sandwich.
Oh, man. I love fish sandwiches!
So, what will it be?
I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Frisch's Big Boy, home of burgers, breakfast, and big boy.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing, plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
Superior Aluminum Products in Rishi is a big supporter of area high school athletics. After 55 years, family-owned Superior Aluminum continues its progress. To support our growth, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home improvement project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum, the industry leader. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com.
The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Renderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
The Jewelry Barn at 2399 Rushi Versailles Road.
Just a nice little shop.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Oh, good evening to you, high school football fans. I'm Jack Kramer along with Chuck McBee. We are at Wapakoneta's Harmon Field, the scene of tonight's Division VI regional semifinal between Anna and Allen East. The Anna Rockets 6-6 on the year, Allen East 9-3. Anna's reeled off three wins in its last four. Two straight postseason triumphs. Allen East has been victorious in six of its last seven. The Rockets finished sixth in that grueling 10-team Midwest Athletic Conference that will expose teams' mistakes and usually make them better as the fall progresses. Anna certainly has benefited and is much better because of that rigorous slate. Anna is healthy and survived that gauntlet of New Bremen, Coldwater, St. Henry, Versailles, and then Marion Local in Week 10. Allen East was third in the 8-team Northwest Conference behind Columbus Grove and Lipsick, which inflicted losses on the Mustangs. Chuck, you can look at the records. Three more losses for Anna than Allen East, but clearly a much tougher schedule over the course of the campaign. I think it's a toss-up tonight, even Stephen.
Well, I would think that Anna would trade Allen East's schedule for him any day of the week. that group that you just read, there are some of the best football teams in small school in the state of Ohio, and Anna had them all in a row. I think that Anna probably better tested in a game like this, and I honestly think that Anna might have the advantage tonight.
Who will handle the moment? Bigger stage,
right.
Wapakoneta's Harmon Field. It's a neutral site. Anna was home last week. Allen East was home last week. Allen East plays on turf at its home stadium. That may or may not make much of a difference. Weather conditions, chilly, little breezy, shouldn't be precipitation. Close call. Both quarterbacks are keys. Jacob Hirschberger for Allen East loves to run the football, nearly 7 yards per carry. It throws it at a clip of 55%. Carter Siegel for Anna has run it more and more over the last portion of the season. He throws it at a 53% clip. It's going to be imperative, I think, for Anna to
make its MAC imprint on this Allen East team in the first quarter, get a lead, and be very physical along the line of scrimmage.
Well, they need to be physical, and I'll tell you, the number and name that jumps out to me for Anna is Justin Richards, number 32. And the reason that he does is because when they played Coldwater, except for him, nothing else happened on that field. Kickoff return, ran the football, playing defense. That kid was a one-man gang in a pretty lopsided loss. Mm-hmm. So they need to really have more balance tonight than just relying on him all over the field.
And over the last few weeks of football, Hunter Schmidt in the offensive backfield has become a more effective runner for Anna to help Richards carry the mail. Siegel responding aggressively at the quarterback spot. Senior Zach Ambus burned Fort Recovery last week. Two long touchdown receptions and an 86-yard kickoff return for a score. He's become a playmaker that the opponent might consider accounting for with two defenders in passing downs. Who knows? We'll see. Seven-year head coach Nick Marino for Anna. Second-year head coach Joel Billings for Allen East. The East Mustangs have a good hard-nosed downhill runner at fullback in Jack Hole, spelled H-O-E-L, about 7 yards per carry. He runs between the tackles as well as any Division VI ball carrier in the area.
All right. Where is Allen East? I'm assuming east of here. But
Allen East, a good question. It's east of Lima, out in the countryside, okay. near the community of Herod. It's okay. on Harding Highway. Any more details you want to know?
That's all I really needed. I've heard of them. I've never been there or seen them play any sport.
This is Allen East's deepest run ever in the football playoffs. In past years, not a Northwest Conference League challenger in football, but the last few years, the program has been feeling its oats, that's for sure. Should be a highly competitive game tonight. I would expect it may be as many as 6 or 7 touchdowns. I don't think it's going to be a 14-7 game at all.
Right.
I think it may take 28 points to win it. Josh Mealy has come along strong for Anna at the center spot, a later season replacement. He is anchoring that position well. Grant Albers, a big force, 6'4", 275.
Yeah, big kid.
Yep, in the middle offensively and defensively for Anna. Junior Hayden Yulskamp has become a vital component on both sides of the ball, especially at defensive end. Coach Marino's club has really gelled, that is for sure. Could have taken Fort Recovery lightly last week, Chuck, having beaten Fort Recovery 28-0 in the regular season. Had downed them for the second time, 33-14, last Saturday night in Anna. That was a hurdle that Coach Marino feared. He'll be talking about it in just a few minutes. And now it's regional semifinal time. Good draw for Anna, good draw for Allen East, both clubs away in the bracket for Mechanicsburg and Coldwater,
right,
who are playing tonight. And the two winners this game tonight and Mechanicsburg-Coldwater meet next Saturday night at a site to be determined for the Southwest D6 Regional Championship.
Well, if Anna wins this thing, I sure hope it's Sydney or Pickwell.
Same here. So many thanks to our great underwriting sponsors here tonight on scoresbroadcast.com. American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, your amazing glass connection. AAG Inc., the industry's clear choice. Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on 25A, your number one insurance agency in the region again. Clancy's Restaurant, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Clancy's, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Hundreds of brands, 4 locations, 1 solution. The Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. High quality furniture, priced right. Go Goffney, we've got you covered. G-O-F-F-E-N-A, GoffneyFurniture.com. Locale Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006 and 7. Quality parts for highway maintenance equipment all over the world. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. Home of the big boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank and Osgood in Chickasaw in Mercer County. And in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Be well, be good, Osgood Bank. SecureCom in Minster. SECURCOM online at SecureCom.com. The pros in protection. The Sydney Daily News, the best sports page coverage around.
and our broadcast partner, WMVR 105.5 TAM FM, serving all of West Central Ohio. WMVR contractually is covering Ohio State football tonight and is not with us. Ohio State at last report was leading by 3 touchdowns.
4 now.
4 touchdowns late in the third quarter at home against Purdue. New sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com, which have come on board in the last several months. The Family Resource Center based in Findlay with an office in Sydney, frcohio.com. We believe people recover. Victrus Health and Wellness in Anna. Receive online care at victrushealth.com. You are treated individually with functional medicine. Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home in Sydney, serving families with dignity and respect. Phone 937-492-5130. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster. We help you buy, sell, build, and develop real estate. Phone 419-628-3107. Well, speaking of the win by Nick Marino's club last Saturday over Fort Recovery at home, we talked about that contest this week in a pregame conversation, and he mentioned he was really pleased. His club did not overlook the Indians.
Kids came out and played really well. We were nervous going in and playing somebody twice. You know, what are they going to change in the game plan? What are we going to, you know, we don't want to make too many changes ourselves, but we don't want to do the same thing either. So
sure.
It was a big win. The kids played well. Really impressed with the way our kids stepped up and took it to them.
Hey, Zach Ambus, his numbers at the end of the game looked like an NFL performance for Zach. Wow, well over 100 yards receiving.
Yeah.
You get that kind of a game throwing the football, you're going to win.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, he had a couple really big catches, and Carter put the ball in the money to him, too, on a couple of those. So it was really impressed with the way he did that. And he also had a kickoff return for a touchdown. And you look back, and a lot of good things happened on those plays. You saw some really good blocking. You saw, you know, good job of our kids getting out in front on that kickoff return, especially to spring him. But, no, he had a really, really big night for us.
A big block by Justin Richards.
Yeah. We talked to him about getting out in front and blocking, and he got out there and did a great job of getting right in front of that and helped spring that.
You referenced Carter briefly. He's playing his best football of the year right now at quarterback.
Yeah, I think he's a kid that hadn't started a game of quarterback since eighth grade. He's had a couple injuries the last couple years, and he's grown all year. Sometimes it wasn't easy to see. We went through a little tough stretch there, but he's playing better and definitely playing his best football right now.
Justin Richards, very reliable junior running back, but Hunter Schmidt is now pitching in, and that's a nice 1-2 combo carrying the load for you in the offensive backfield.
Yeah, we'll mix several guys in there, but yeah, Hunter last week had a lot of our carries, and he likes to pound it up between the tackles and is doing a good job of hitting the hole and getting us positive yards. So
when you first look at Anna, you don't think of team speed for the Rockets as being a big factor. However, you do have a lot of quickness. It's a sneaky quick Anna football club.
Yeah, we got some guys that got some good speed, and you know, out the edges, I think, you know, you got Justin, when we put him out of receiver, runs really, you know, he's a fast kid, but we got athletic kids too, so you know, that helps make up, you know, there's speed and there's athleticism, so we got a decent amount of team speed overall.
The performance of Mealy at center now for you.
Yeah, Mealy stepped in. He's a tough kid. We've all year long thought he was our best JV offensive lineman, and you know, opportunity knocked, and he stepped in. He's done a good job, and we really liked what he's done these last couple games.
Hulskamp is excelling both offensively and defensively late in the season.
Yeah, he stepped up and been one of our better defensive linemen. Another guy I got to mention too up there is Grant Albert's been good all year long.
Yep,
he's one of our best, and he's just a physical kid, and he was our all league kid on both sides of the ball. You know, only kid to make it on both sides. Second team on defense, but made it at offense and defense.
This MAC schedule you've played has prepared you extremely well.
Oh yeah, I mean we play a tough schedule, and that's an advantage to us. Sometimes it's not the most fun thing to go through when you're when you're getting beat a few games here or there, but the schedule prepares you to play in games like this.
Nick Marino, head coach of Anna, before tonight's third-round playoff game between the Anna Rockets and the Allen East Mustangs. What do you know about the club up north? They play in the Northwest Conference, have lost just three times, have played very good football the last several weeks, I think five wins in six contests.
Yeah, they're a really good football team. The quarterback's a do-it-all type guy, more of an athlete. You know, he's going to run around, make plays with his feet, and he's their leading tackler on defense. So, I mean, you got a kid like that, we got to really make sure we contain. The number 28 is a really good runner down the middle. He's a downhill, physical back, so you can't arm tackle him. You got to go put a shoulder on him. You got to run through contact and do a good job of getting guys to him. And they got good speed with 21 as well. He'll come into the backfield, but and some of those other guys on the edges. And on the other side of the ball, defensively, they run a 3-3 tight front, and they're pretty physical up front. I think their linebackers play downhill and are pretty physical. We're going to have to really do a good job of blocking number 20. All-league player, middle linebacker for him.
And the quarterback doubles on defense, and I think by one tackle is the leading tackler on D, Hershberger.
Yeah, he's a good ball player. So we got to keep an eye on him, and he's good in both the run and the pass. So we're going to have to keep an eye on him as we mix things in.
As you noted, it's not a totally one-dimensional team. They do pass 17, 18 times a game.
Yeah, they're going to mix the run and the pass in. I mean, they're still running the ball more overall,
right,
depending on the game. Some games they get into the air a little bit more. So we got to do a good job on the perimeter of tackling and stuffing the run up the middle.
I think it's important to score first if you're Anna. That lets the non-MAC team know they're in for a MAC performance from Anna here tonight.
We just want to come out and play well. So we just want to score the most points at the end of the game. That's the whole goal.
Well, against a very difficult MAC slate, the Rockets are giving up about 300 yards per game on the defensive side of the ball, but that number has plummeted the last few weeks. Mustangs have allowed only about 250 yards per contest this season. Joel Billings, the mentor for this Allen East club, got a coaching start at Bell Fountain. Last year was year number one for Coach Billings at Allen East. Tell me about your coaching experience. I know you were at Bell Fountain for a short while, been an assistant here at Allen East, and this is year number two as head coach of the Mustangs.
Yeah, I started coaching at Bell Fountain under Chris Schmidt, who's now at New Bremen, and also under Toby Smith, who's now at Ada. Was there for 3 years and had a chance to come here and started teaching and coaching. I've been an assistant here, or was an assistant here for 5 years. And have been the head coach here for the last couple of years.
And tell me about your club's offensive and defensive schemes and formations. What does a spectator see from the stands?
We are spread offense. We're no huddle, up tempo at times. We also like to run the ball quite a bit, so we will put multiple backs in the backfield and utilize that to kind of expand our run game.
I know your ground game has been very successful. At the same time, you do throw it 18, 19 times per game. So extremely balanced. You keep the defenses off guard.
Yeah, that's part of it. We knew that we needed to be balanced. You know, Jacob's a young quarterback, and you know, you got to be able to run the ball. It helps him out quite a bit, and you know, he's dynamic back there. So it has. It's been our offense has been, like you said, it's been pretty balanced this year, which is nice.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned Jacob Hershberger, your quarterback, who's also your leading tackler on defense. Highlight him, his attributes, names of other skill players we'll be highlighting during play-by-play tonight.
Yeah, absolutely. Jacob is, first off, a great kid. He's a great leader for our team. He stepped into – last year he played defense, and I think he was second in tackling on last year's team as a sophomore. And this year he stepped into quarterback, really hasn't played quarterback, maybe a little bit in junior high and a few reps last year. He's done a really great job. I think he makes pretty good decisions early of late for a kid who doesn't have a whole lot of game experience. He kind of takes what's there, and his accuracy is improved, and he's also dynamic. If he has the ball in his hands, it's pretty hard to stop. And a few other guys, Jack Holes, our main running back. Jack's just a sophomore, but he's a load. He's about 5'8", 5'9", and about 190 pounds. Real physical, real tough, will run through tackles. His vision has improved tremendously as the year's gone on. Other guy, one of our more productive guys would be Carter Young. Carter's a receiver, but we'll also put him in the backfield and get him the ball that way too. Real flashy kid, kind of a big play kid, up until, I'm trying to think, he averages about 10 yards a carry when he gets the ball. So he's a kid, if he finds a crease, he can take it to the house. Really explosive kid.
I bet Jack hears the phrase often, Jack, hit the hole. Hit the hole. But Jack Hole and Young, as you mentioned, that's a great 1-2 punch behind Hirschberger.
Yeah, absolutely. We really do. We have, three guys between, Jacob, a quarterback who can run it well, Jack, who's more of the hammer, and, Carter's more of the lightning back there. It's a nice balance to present to a defense.
Defensively for Allen East, most often, three down linemen.
Yeah, we are 3-5-3. Obviously that changes week to week with who we play, but we're more of a read and react. Everybody has a key, and they're what they do once the ball is snapped is based off that key. We blitz a little bit, but really it's defense is pretty simple. We just pride ourselves on the little things. Can you get off blocks? Can you run to the ball? And can you be physical when you get there?
Allen East Mustangs have been on a roll, playing extremely well since the middle of the year. Would you say, Coach, Allen East is playing its very best football of the season right now?
Yeah, I would say last week was one of our better games. And really, to go back to the beginning of the season, we had a lot of injuries. Mid-season, I know there was one point when we were playing Columbus Grove where there was no, maybe one offensive lineman that was a starter week one. The other guys were all out, and wow. We've got those guys back, and we've been kind of hit a stride here of late and been on a roll, and just obviously in the playoffs the margin of error just gets a little smaller every week, and that's what we tell our kids. It's just going to have to continue to improve and build off of every week.
Sure. Joel Billings, head coach of Allen East, our guest before tonight's game between the Allen East Mustangs and the Anna Rockets. What do you know about Anna? You've obviously seen the Rockets on videotape, a thumbnail sketch of your opponent.
I think Anna is, first off, if you get to the max schedule, you're a good football team. I think once you get to the end, you've played. The quality of opponents is so high, that their regular season record may not be great, but it's a really solid football team. The other thing, and we played Minster last year as well in the playoffs, and they're going to be really well coached. I think that their kids are always, the one thing that stood out playing Minster last year, and you can see it on the film. Their kids are excited. Everybody's excited. The players on the field are excited, but the players on the sideline are just as excited, and it's just kind of a culture within that league. Offensively, I feel like they do a good job of putting guys in conflict and space. The quarterback is, a pretty dynamic runner. He doesn't get a ton of touches, but when he does pull the ball, he's pretty athletic in space. Running back is physical. Yeah, there's some good size up front, and they can throw the ball well at times too.
Hey, what do you work on week 13, getting ready for Anna?
I think it's the same things that you've been doing, and that's what I just, the message is the margin of error is smaller. Every team, as you progress, is going to get better. And all of the things, the simple little things that you've heard 100 times, they still have to get better. I think for our kids, we're just talking about just being excited and understanding how big the game is. Allen East has never really been in this position before in, 50-something years of football, and you're just understanding the magnitude of the game and going out and making the most of our opportunity.
Allen East Mustangs head coach Joel Billings. From storm doors to garage doors, the Francis Schulze Company in Rushi offers the winning combination of style, durability, and efficiency using the highest quality building components. Key building components tonight for Allen East. Keep the ball in the hands of the quarterback Hirschberger. Utilize Hole to hammer up the middle, as the coach just said minutes ago, and allow Carter Young on the outside to make the big plays. For Anna, capitalize on red zone chances. Anna's not done that very well this year. Six red zone opportunities against Marion Local and Coldwater in the first halves of those games. Anna came away with no points. Justin Richards has got to carry the load running the football and often receiving it for the Big Green of Anna. Remember, the finest building components from Francis Schulte can provide you with storm doors and garage doors that also display that winning combo of style, durability, and efficiency. Francis Schulte in Rushi, well known for offering the very best building materials for lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. Scoreboard clock, Chuck, says we have 90 seconds before kickoff. We'll take a one.
We don't.
We don't? You don't think we do?
No, they're getting ready to kick right now.
They sure are. Scoreboard's wrong. It says 120. Now the officials are looking at the scoreboard, and the referee's not going to place the ball down for the kickoff. Let's take a one-minute break. Our kickoff brought to you by Pinnacle Sports Therapy. Kick off your therapy with Pinnacle, which helps you continue to move forward.
Struggling with lower back pain? Recovering from an injury? Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Laramie can make sure you get the care you need to get you back to your normal activities sooner and to get you moving forward again. Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy has 21 years experience in outpatient settings and treating athletes of all types. He's a fully qualified and licensed physical therapist and a good guy to know. Jim develops a customized treatment plan and a specialized home program. He treats all kinds of sports injuries, plus orthopedic neck and back pain, bulging discs, headaches, and other ailments. Pinnacle Sports Therapy accepts all major insurances. A doctor's referral may not be needed. For 14 years, Jim Spitzer has served all ages at Versailles Physical Therapy and Sports Rehabilitation in Versailles. Pinnacle Sports Therapy, 700 East Park in Fort Laramie. Phone 937-419-1491 to start moving forward.
Zach Ambus for Anna prepares to kick off to start the game. He's booting it from the north to the south. He's got a wind at his back. Carter Young and Jack Hole, the two young men in the offensive backfield for Allen East, back deep to receive the kick. It bounces on one hop to Carter Young at the 11. He races up the far hash over the 20, and then he's plowed into by a host of white shirts from Anna.
They were too deep for the kickoff anyway, and then he let it bounce, so he didn't really get any kind of momentum going on that. Good coverage, though, by the Rockets.
Sure was. The team that responds in the moment is so critical, especially here at the outset. Initial 12 minutes of this game, the opening stanza. Hirschberger, the quarterback for this Allen East Mustang team, will run down the offensive unit for you during this first possession. He features four receivers, two left, two right, and he sends Carter Young in motion and gives it left tackle to his fullback, Jack Hole, and he bulldozes right back to the line of scrimmage, and that's it. No gain. Grant Albers sat on him right there. Jacob Hirschberger, the quarterback, 5'10 junior, 160-pounder. Jack Hole is the fullback, 5'6", 150. He is a sophomore. And here's a sweep to the right on a second and 10 play by Allen East. And it's productive. It's Carter Young getting on the edge, 25-30, upset, out of bounds at the 32. He scampers for a dozen.
Oh, that was that speed they talked about. I didn't think he was going to get the corner. And, boy, when he turned it, he got the first down.
So it's Hole at fullback, Carter Young in one slot. He just ran the ball. Hole this time on first and 10 from just over the 30. And what hole there was got plugged up right now by the interior of Anna's defense at the 34-yard line. Young is 5'8", 160, a senior. He is a scat back. The other slot man is Chase Miller, 6 feet, 170, a senior. One of the two wideouts is Garrett Newland. Wireman is the other wide receiver. Short drop with a quarterback. It is Hirschberger rifling a ball to the far hash mark. It is snagged up at the 38 or 39. And Justin Richards immediately is on the pop. as he crashed the receiver to the ground who couldn't run after catch. Third down and at least three to go for Allen East. Line of scrimmage, the Mustangs 39. Big possession play here early. Rockets crowd 7 or 8 up at the line of scrimmage. Handoff on the play to hole, and right behind is right guard and tackle. He stretches out the running play to the 42, 44, piled up at the 45. What a surge by Hole, the hammer for this Allen East offense. No, it was the quarterback Hirschberger who
kept it himself, yep.
Yep, Hirschberger is just as tough. Hole and Hirschberger, both 6 to 7 yards per carry on the year. First and 10, Allen East, 5 yards short of the 50. And it's a misdirection to Carter Young, back off left tackle. Anna's not fooled, and they stone him right at the 46. Second down and 9, Hayden Yulskamp on the hit for Anna. He stayed at home on the far side of the field, read it well, and put a jolt into the ball carrier. Second down and 9, Allen East at the Mustangs 46. We played 2.5 minutes, no score. Here's a short drop by Hirschberger, looks in the right flat. Now he's got to run out of the pocket, being chased. Lost a long high pass downfield for a receiver who beats the Anna defensive back, and he makes a spectacular catch down inside the 20. He's toppled to the ground at about the 16.
Wow, that took a long time to develop, but he ran all the way from this side of the field to the other, and he was 10 yards behind the defender.
Sure was. It was Lehman on the receiving end. Lehman, a wide receiver, hauled it down as he continued to race downfield, despite the fact that Hirschberger was in trouble. Here's an inside handoff by Allen East, a broken tackle at the 15, 10-5, touchdown, Mustangs.
Wow, should have been stopped at the line of scrimmage.
That should have been a no-gainer. Anna seemed to have the runner nailed at the point of attack. Was that Hole on the inside, Chuck?
Yes, it was.
Jack Hole blasting for the final 13, 14 yards and the score. Extra point try upcoming for Allen East, which puts its mark on this game right away in the opening less than 3 minutes. Oddball formation with 8 players to the far side of the field between the numbers and the hash. So the unconventional look gets changed. Here is the extra point try upcoming here by the place kicker, Aiden Roby. Good snap. Kick is a low liner. It is in between the uprights, about 5 or 6 feet above the crossbar. It's good. 9:03 left, first quarter. Anna behind already. Allen East 7, Anna nothing on scoresbroadcast.com.
Unprecedented. That's a word you're hearing a lot of right now. Unprecedented change, unprecedented times. But do you know what else is unprecedented? The number of teens right here in Shelby County that are struggling with substance abuse. But the good news is that there's also an unprecedented amount of help available. Family Resource Center in Sydney provides professional help for families and individuals struggling with life's challenges. We know that prevention works, treatment is effective, and people recover. To learn more about the local mental health services available to you right here in Shelby County, visit frcohio.org.
That was a 78-yard touchdown march by Allen East here at the outset of the game in the first 2 minutes, 57 seconds. 16-yard run to pay dirt was by the quarterback Hirschberger.
That's right.
To dent the scoring column and put the Mustangs in the lead 7-0. Kick off a good one to the 5. It is Richards ripping his way right back up the field to the 15. He makes an extra juke move, has the ball stripped. It's loose. Anna's got it, fortunately,
wow,
at the 22.
Got his arm grabbed that time, and the ball came free. The good thing the Rockets fell on that.
Yep, Anna's got to answer. This Allen East football team has been on a roll, winning 6 of its last 7, and has been piling up 6 touchdowns per game during that stretch of time. Allen East won last week over Fairbanks, a 500 club, 28-7. The two previous weeks defeated Ada and National Trail, 49-6, 49-8. And back on October 1st, Allen East routed Delphus Jefferson, 49-35. Good run by Anna on 1st and 10. And, uh-oh, we got a loose football, but I think the ball carrier for Anna was down on the ground before the ball trickled away. Justin Richards with a good gallop of at least a dozen right behind Albers up front. Good answer by the Rockets on the first play from scrimmage following the Allen East touchdown.
Normally, when you run the ball right up the middle like that, you're not untouched for the first 6 yards. Like that was a great block.
8.5 minutes to go in the opening quarter. 7-0 Allen East. Here is the QB, Carter Siegel. Oh, a gaping cavity through the left side. It is Justin Richards. Look at him roll. 40, 45, plowing to the 46. Justin Richards had a big avenue develop. He took advantage, and he bolted to the 46-yard line. Runs of what, a dozen and 14 or 15 for Richards?
Yep, 24 yards on 2 carries.
Mm. The ball resting 4 yards shy of the 50. First and 10 for Anna. 7:58 to go first quarter. 7-0 Allen East. Anna runs again. It is Hunter Smith this time. Makes a man miss a yard or two behind the line and falls ahead to the 49. He carved out 3. Second down and 7. Good tackle on the play up front by Allen East. Fine hit by Carter Young, who tripped up the ball carrier. Second down and 7 for Anna. Rockets 49. Two receivers far right. Man in motion, Richards. Oh, Carter Siegel keeps. Faked it to Richards, and he darts right up the middle, scooting for about 6, leaving himself a yard short of a first down. Carter doesn't run it very much. His net yards per carry on the year so far, under 2. Of course, that's got some quarterback sacks blended in, but he's not the dynamic runner that Hershberger is for Allen East, but Siegel has carried the ball more, calling his own number in that zone read the last few weeks. 3rd and 1, Anna, 45 of Allen East, and the Rockets bulldoze it straight ahead. Ramming hard is the ball carrier, staying on his feet. Wow, we must have had 14, 15 white jerseys, blue jerseys, all stacked up, Chuck, and they kept moving.
Yeah, one trying to pull it one way, and the kids from behind pushing him forward.
Was that Richards again or Schmidt?
That was Richard. Justin. No, wait, no, that was 19.
It might have been Brandon Axe.
Axe
in the offensive backfield. Head coach Nick Marino hinted to us this week that his club would have a new wrinkle or two in the running game. Here's a pitch out to the left to Axe. Axe on 1st and 10 from the 40 of Allen East. He is throttled at the 41 or 2, minus a yard. It's going to be 2nd down, 11 for Anna at the Mustangs' 41-yard line.
He was hit hard, and that was the quarterback, Hershberger, that came up and stopped that play.
Hershberger is a gritty kid, excels both offensively and defensively for Allen East. 2nd and 11, Anna at the 41 of the Mustangs. Short drop, Carter Siegel. Loops a pass along the numbers near side. Richards gets a late look at it. In traffic, can't hang on at the 25. A cluster of people were in the area, including at least 2 blue jerseys.
Joseph Hole jumped up, knocked that one down, number 8.
5:39 left, opening quarter. Allen East 7, Anna nothing. Rockets have 3rd and 11 at the Allen East 41. Receivers left and right. Oh, it looks like Anna with a man moving on the snap. Don't know if a flag was thrown. It was. Anna throws far side of the field beyond the numbers. Yes, completion. What a throw by Carter Siegel. He threw it a good 35 or 40 yards from left to right. And about 15 downfield, it was snatched for, at first, a first down, but there was indeed motion, as I alluded, against Anna, and that wipes out the play.
Yeah, they didn't, everybody said they were trying to decide who was the up man and a back man on the receivers, and as 3 was moving backwards, the ball was snapped.
Colton Carey made a good running catch, but it is negated. 3rd and 11 for Anna at the 46 of Allen East. 3 down linemen for the Mustangs. We've got trips to the right, double receivers to the left for Carter Siegel. 3-man rush. He looks middle of the field. And it is over the head of the intended receiver down around the 25. Allen East was in deep prevent coverage. Only rushed three. They had five or six manning defensive posts against the forward pass. And Anna could not hook up. Siegel was trying to find Ambus down the middle, but no chance. And Ambus now retreats to punt from his own 41 on 4th and 16. Kick by Ambus is a low line driver. It hits at about the 12-yard line and takes one long hop and goes into the end zone.
Got a score. Coldwater leads Mechanicsburg 7-0 early in the first.
That punt by Ambus, Chuck, if he'd angled it more toward the corner, that would have been a real good idea. He might have been able to have plunked that thing out of bounds inside the 10-yard line.
Yeah, I thought an Anna kid had a chance to maybe try to dive at that, but he just let it go bounce right into the end zone.
So Anna does flip the field. Rockets don't score after the Allen East 7. Just over 5 to play first quarter. Allen East 7, Anna nothing. Jacob Hirschberger brings his team back to the line of scrimmage. He fakes to hole. He put the ball in the fullback's tummy, took it away, called his own number, and ran forward for a couple. That's it for Hirschberger to the 22-yard line. Second down 8 for Allen East. At the Mustangs 22, Allen East in the home blue jerseys, blue pants, very colorful, white headgear, and a white from top to bottom, green numerals, green trim. Oh, here's Carter Young. Look at him go. It's a jet sweep to the left. He's out on the periphery, 25-30, dashing to the 35 and over it. Knee touchdown at the 34, the officials say. Everything Carter Young was talked about in the pregame. We've seen, Chuck, he's got extremely good quickness.
Yeah, he hit the hole very quickly that time.
Inside hand off to hole. He puts his head down and chugs. He's at the 39, the 40, and Stretch is out to the 41. Productive gain on first down, second down and 3 for Allen East from the Mustangs 41. So far, Chuck, this Allen East offense has asserted itself. Two receivers right, couple to the left. Half roll to the right, Hirschberger pitches into the flat, down at the knees of the receiver who cannot reel it in. It was Chase Miller from his slot on the right who couldn't handle it. Incompletion, 3rd and 3, Allen East at the Mustangs 41. Well, let's see if Anna's defense can get Allen East's offense off the field here. Receivers left and right. Hirschberger takes the snap. Quick count. Puts his head down. Digs. The quarterback is sticking his nose forward to about the 43, 44. Looks like he's got the first down with the foot or two to spare. The officials may measure. Yep. Nope, no need to. 1st and 10, Allen East at the Mustangs 44. So far, Chuck, this Hirschberger is in full command.
Yeah, he's pretty good so far.
Clock reads, 3:32 to go. Quickly played first quarter. Allen East 7, Anna nothing. Mustangs to the line of scrimmage. Couple of receivers to the wide side. Two backs in the offensive backfield now with Hirschberger. Second man through is Carter Young. Oh, he stood up at the point of attack, and he sent backwards in reverse. Forward progress gives him maybe a yard and a half. Waiting on Carter Young on that play. Nolan Fox for Anna. Hunter Schmidt also assisted. They read that play very well. 2nd down, 8.5 to go for Allen East at the Mustangs 46. 2:17 to go here in the first quarter. Deep drop by Hirschberger. Throwing near side, wide side of the field. A good hit as the ball arrives. Incomplete forward pass. Hit the Anna 46. Justin Richards laid a blow into Keaton Lehman, who could not secure it. Defensive play extraordinaire in the secondary, Chuck, by Richards.
Got him right there as soon as the ball got there.
Well timed indeed. Just over two to play here in the first quarter. Clock stops on the incompletion. Allen East now confronts a third and eight from the Mustangs 46.
It's the 13th week of the year. You'd think that the guy on the clock would know how to reset the play clock.
Momentary delay. Like to remind you here on scoresbroadcast.com that we are on the air thanks to many excellent underwriting sponsors, including Brookins in Fort Loramie, Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, Dan Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie, and the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission, Vets Helping Vets. Get connected to your benefits. Call Chris North at 937-498-7282. Possession down for the Mustangs from their own 46. Third and nearly eight to go for a first down. Short drop by Hershberger. Looks left. He throws a fly pattern down the left side of the field. It's on the sideline, and it's a running reception at the 30. Tackle from behind at the 27. 27-yard pickup on the play. Keaton Lehman on the catch, and Hershberger has run it well, Chuck, and he's thrown some lengthy passes right on the money.
Yeah, that was a perfect throw. It wasn't bad defense.
Inside handoff, Allen East, no gain, as that running effort over left guard is stalemated. Hole was stuck right in his tracks, 28-yard line. Second down, a little more than 10 to go for Allen East. Very small loss. Scoreboard clock going under 2 minutes, late first quarter, 7-0 Allen East. There was, as you noted, Chuck, excellent coverage on that long completion by Allen East. The ball was just beautifully thrown. Second and 10, three receivers right, rolling this way, Hershberger. He's 12 yards behind the line, fires to a receiver who's nestling to the ground on one knee, and he's got it. It is ruled a completion. Or did it skip into the receiver's hands?
Oh, there was had to have been a play. It shouldn't even have been a play. Allen East had four people moving on the snap.
Keaton Lehman caught it, 18-yard line. But is there a pre-snap foul?
Yes.
That is the correct call. 5-yard penalty, Allen East. I thought it looked a little odd as it developed.
Well, the referee over here needs to blow his whistle and stop the play.
And now the officials are stepping off the penalty from the 34-yard line back to the 39 of Anna. So it's second down and 15 for the Mustangs. And now the referee brings it back to the 34 because the previous line of scrimmage was the 29. It stepped off a 10-yard penalty instead of five.
Well, the official on this side that threw the flag then ran down the field to watch the play. He knew it wasn't a play.
Second and 15, quarterback draw. Jacob Hershberger, look at him go. Look at him split. Left sideline, 25-20. No one's going to catch him. Hershberger takes it to the house. Beautiful run, 34 yards. Hershberger slipped through the defensive line and then veered toward the Allen East sideline across the way. He had a lane, and he danced down the sideline untouched all the way to the end zone for six more. Hershberger in charge for Allen East, which leads it 13-0, a minute 25 left to go here in the first quarter. Extra point try by Aiden Roby is up. It's in the air, and he's got it. Roby puts one through inside the right post. Minute 25 to go, first quarter. Anna behind 14-0 to Allen East on scoresbroadcast.com.
One of the most highly respected businesses in Shelby County is Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home on South Ohio in Sydney.
We have been serving Sydney and the surrounding communities for 155 years. We offer traditional and cremation funeral services and complete funeral prearrangements to meet the needs of all families.
Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home, a continuing tradition since 1866. Online at psalm-mcgill-and-tangemanfh.com.
Touchdown drives for Allen East, Chuck, of 78 and 80 here in the first quarter. And Anna is on its heels, down by a couple of touchdowns, 14-0. Kickoff, Roby, Allen East, hauled in by Anna at the 13-yard line. It is Richards. He's got an avenue up the near sideline on the numbers. Good run back by Richards. He galloped hard all the way out to the 38 or 9 before being covered up. But Richards saw the hole develop, and away he went. Boy, if he breaks a tackle about 10 yards short of the 50, he might have been able to run that one all the way back. 39-yard line of Anna, first and 10. Rockets got a few first downs, first possession. But it may be one of those games, Chuck, where you've got to put points on the board with consistency.
Well, Ohio State found that out today. They needed 100 to win.
Right. Carter Siegel, play action, faking the offensive backfield to carry. And then he tries to hook up with a receiver who's not there at the 50-yard line.
Well, that was, I don't know if that was a terrible pass or the receiver ran the wrong route, because there was something wrong with that play.
So it is second and 10 for Ann at the 39-yard line. Rockets can ill afford to become disjointed right here. They've got to maintain poise and composure and fight back. Here's Siegel, fakes the inside handoff, wants to throw. Now he breaks contain, makes a late delivery downfield to carry. Yes, at the 46 of Allen East. He stays on his feet, bounced out of bounds at the Mustangs 40. Colton Carey, 5'9", 160-pound senior, made the reception. Now, Carter Siegel, I think, after delivering the football, was really cracked into by a Mustang player. And he's a bit woozy in the offensive backfield. A marker was thrown. Dead ball foul, late hit after the play. It'll be stepped off from where the play ended at the 40-yard line.
Well, I thought there was a late hit out of bounds on the receiver, too. So
yep,
they got 50% of them right.
Right. Yeah, I thought there was clearly piling on out of bounds.
Popped him pretty good, about 2 yards out of bounds.
Yeah, Carey was clipped late at the sideline. Siegel drilled in the offensive backfield. The official spotted it. Completed pass. Good run after catch by Carey. Then the major unsportsmanlike conduct penalty against Allen East, and the Rockets are at the 25-yard line of the Mustangs with 56 seconds to go in the first quarter. Now, hopefully, Carter Siegel can respond.
Gee whiz. The officials need to get their crap together.
Yeah, one administrative mix-up after another down in the field. We have a correction on the scoreboard clock. It's been adjusted to a minute 5 seconds remaining here in the opening stanza, with Allen East leading Anna 14-0.
Well, I'll tell you what, I am so glad that I'm perfect so I can point this stuff out here.
Two receivers far right. Siegel gives it to Richards in the offensive backfield. Cutback move at the 20. Stays on his feet. No, it's Hunter Schmidt knifing down to about the 16. 8 or 9 yard pickup. That 1-2 punch in the offensive backfield. Richards and Schmidt getting the job done here. Second and a yard for Anna, 16-yard line of Allen East. 38 seconds to go in the first quarter. So glad, Chuck, that Carter Siegel was able to revive himself, so to speak,
yep,
after that late knockdown, that penalty committed by Allen East in the offensive backfield, when Siegel was hit clearly very late. Here is Hunter Schmidt, outside left tackle, backpedaling, falling inside the 15 to the 14.5. He's got the first down. That will be the last play of the first quarter. 14-0 Allen East. When play resumes, Anna will have a first and 10. Ball marked for play at the Allen East 15-yard line. 14-0 Mustangs over the Rockets on scoresbroadcast.com.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to Facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
A full line of prescriptions and over the counters available for you at the Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center, 101 East Pike in Jackson Center. Local delivery, by the way, to Jackson Center and Botkins. Medications packaged by day and time. Immunizations, of course. Rapid COVID testing at your car by appointment. Results in 15 minutes. 10 to 6 Monday to Friday, 10 to 1 on Saturday. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center, 101 East Pike in Jackson Center. Anna to the line of scrimmage, first and 10, 15-yard line of Allen East. As we commence play here in the second quarter, Anna trailing 14-0. It is Hunter Schmidt, first and 10. He's upended, spilled at about the 14. He garnered just a yard, second down and 9 for the Rockets, who may have to throw the football from down here in order to get it into the end zone. The official moved the ball back a foot or so. The advance on the play of just a half yard. Opening half minute, second quarter. Allen East 14, Anna nothing. Rockets inside the 15 of the Mustangs. Two receivers left, two to the right. Siegel sends a man in motion. Play action, offensive backfield, half roll. Fires a bullet, open receiver at the 6. Yes, it's caught. There's a jolt. The receiver for Anna hangs on. Tackle made at the 5.5. Is it going to be enough to move the chain? Real close. Ball hauled in by...
It was Richards. Boy, he got popped.
Yep, Richards.
Did a great job of hanging on.
Justin's a good target. And it's ruled first down. Chain comes forward. First and goal, 5-yard line. Nice hookup. Good connection there. Siegel and Richards. Oh, Siegel hands off in the offensive backfield. It's an end sweep. Hunter Schmidt trying to get the corner turned. He's at the 3-2-1. And he is thrown down at about the 1/2-yard line. Look like Hunter Schmidt close. Might get in. Good pursuit on the play by Chase Miller of Allen East. Goal to go and a second down. Just about 1.5 feet away from the end zone. I like this. Siegel is up under center. And we've got a massive pile up at the goal line. Second effort, third effort, touchdown, Anna. Siegel on the keeper, I believe. First 2 minutes, second quarter, Anna on the scoreboard. Allen East 14, Anna 6. Zach Ambus on for the big extra point. Anna missed a couple last week. Ambus was off target on one, and another failed as a result of a bad snap. He hit the middle on 3. Allen East has converted twice. Roby has nailed a couple of PATs in this game after Allen East touchdowns. The kick by Ambus. Oh, it's a long one, and it's accurate, too. He blasted that one right between the uprights. 14-7, Allen East over Anna as the Rockets cut the Mustangs' lead in half. Just over 10 to play, second quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing, plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, 4 locations, 1 solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
This is Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee on scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. Kickoff by Anna to the 11-yard line. It's returned on the play by Hole of Allen East. He tries to race to the far side of the field and go up the hash mark, and he's slammed down at the 26-yard line. He returned at about 16, first and 10 Mustangs, opening 2 minutes second quarter. Chuck, I'm glad in the pregame I did not predict a 14-7 final. In fact, I said this isn't going to be a 14-7 game. It's going to be more like 5 touchdowns to 4. Well, we've got 3 touchdowns already on the board
right
in just 1 quarter plus 2 minutes.
Yeah, if it's 14-7, it's going to be a really boring next 3 quarters.
You're right. If we don't get any more points on the board, that's for sure. But I think these two offenses are going to light up this Harmon Field scoreboard in Wapakoneta here tonight. Two receivers to the right for the quarterback, Hershberger. A one-step drop, slant pattern, right side of the field, missed, wide of the mark. Miscommunication, quarterback and receiver Miller. It's going to be second down and 10 for Allen East. That's about the only mistake the Mustangs have made all night offensively.
Yeah, that wasn't a real good release. He just kind of shot-footed it out there.
Trips to the left for the quarterback, Hershberger. Hole the fullback alongside. Let's see what's up the sleeve of Allen East offense on this play. Here's an inside handoff on the play to Hole. He makes a jab step to the right, comes back to the left. Anna waits on him, wrestles him down at the 28. Small advance of just a couple. Third down, 8 yards to go for Allen East. 9:50 left in the second quarter. Allen East 14, Anna 7. Here come the Mustangs to the line of scrimmage. Trips again to the left. Head coach Joel Billings of Allen East and his staff signal in the play to the junior quarterback, Jacob Hershberger. He's got Hole, the fullback, with him, still receiving the play call. And miscommunication results in a timeout is taken by the Mustangs. 9:24 left, second quarter, 3rd and 8 upcoming for Allen East, 14-7. Mustangs lead it on scoresbroadcast.com.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom and Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom and Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
It is a possession down, 3rd and 8. Hershberger to throw. Rifles one near side of the field. It's an out pattern. Complete for a first down. And the receiver makes a man miss. It's Carter Young. And then he skips up over the 40 to the 44-yard line. The play goes for 16 or 17. Ball marked at the 45. Anna didn't cover it well. And then when the pass was caught, Anna didn't tackle it well.
All right. First person missed.
From the 45, Mustangs have a 1st and 10. Quarterback Hershberger feeds Hole. He doesn't go inside, bounces it wide. Look at him go, 50, 45 of Anna, deep into Rockets territory, inside the 40. He's finally flattened at the 38, but it's a big gainer on first down. A 17-yard dash by Allen East, which is blistering Anna's defense. 14-7 Allen East. Rockets converting a 1st down and 3rd down 2 plays ago and now are in business outside the Anna 35. Hershberger fakes right. He throws it long down the right side of the field, out of bounds at the 15.
Boy, hitting wide open, just missed him.
Sure did. Hershberger tried to dupe Anna's defense. He made a look to the right, then back to the left to look off that initial receiver, then went back to him, and he simply pitched it into the boundary with a little too much mustard on it, and it's 2nd down and 10. Clock stops, 8:33 left in the second quarter. 14-7, Allen East. Two receivers to the right. Here's a sweep to the left by Hole. No, it's Carter Young. He makes the man miss, and he stays on his feet. Makes a nice cut at the 30, gets to the 28. He rumbled for 9 or 10, very close to a first down for Allen East. Ball marked for play at the 28, and the chain is advanced. Carter Young, a good second down romp. He's got every bit of the speed we heard about in the pregame. Extremely quick feet, flashy. He's the big play man for Allen East, averaging 10 yards from scrimmage each time he totes the ball. Short drop, Hershberger on first down. Middle of field receiver between the hash marks, in his hands at the 18 and out. Chase Miller had it. Ball got to his chest quickly. Anna with late coverage, incompletion.
Hard to see through the screen and the tinning. I think that was Axe that broke that one up.
Yep, Brandon Axe was there for Anna. Second and 10, Allen East at the Anna 28. 7:54 to go in the second quarter. Anna down 14. Hershberger, straight ahead run. He took that snap, quick cadence, and then he tried to bolt ahead. He was submarined at the 27. He sliced for a couple or three. It'll be third down for Allen East, and every bit of 8 yards to go for a first down. In fact, his knee is marked back outside the 28. Closer to 8 yards needed for a first down. It looked like the quarterback, Hershberger, was sliding down to the ground prematurely before being hit. He did not get the benefit of the mark. Here comes pressure by the defensive Anna. It's a great screen to the left by Allen East. It's caught behind the line at the 32. Run after catch down inside the 20. It's Hole. He is finally spanked to the turf at about the 16, but he's got the first down. Beautifully designed on rushing defensive lineman for Anna, and Hershberger just flipped up over the top.
Well, I mean, they set it up perfectly.
15-yard line of Anna, first and 10, Allen East, trips to the right. Hershberger now digresses, looks at his bench for the play call. Allen East's offense has been extremely dynamic through the first quarter and a half of this game, and we've got a procedure call motion against Allen East, which has suffered a couple of 5-yard penalties when on offense in this game. About the only miscues for the Mustangs so far when Allen East has had the ball tonight. First and 15 from the Anna 20. 6:40 left to go, second quarter, 14-7. Allen East on top. Hershberger will be in the spread. He'll take the snap back at about the 25. Let's see where Carter Young is positioned on this play. Flank to the near side. Hole, the fullback, alongside Hershberger. Fake to him. Hershberger's flushed out of the pocket, rolling right, rolling. Throws to a receiver running parallel with him downfield inside the 15. It's good at the 13-yard line. Chase Miller got his hands under it before the ball hit the turf. Nice bit of ad-libbing for the quarterback, Hershberger.
Second down, 8.
Second down and 8, says the scoreboard clock. Or I should say, says the yards to go on the board. The gain was good for 7, and we've got a motion call against Allen East again. So Allen East has not executed extremely well in getting the plays off correctly via the right formation here toward the end of this drive. So it had been a first and 15. There was a forward pass completed for about 7 or 8 to Miller. The official marking off the 5-yard penalty took a couple of steps to the right. Now he's got to go back to the left. Then he comes back to the right with it and marks it at the 17. So it's second down and 12. Second and 12, Hershberger, quarterback draw. He's caught at the line of scrimmage. He wriggles off the hook and gets a couple. Hershberger nearly broke out of there. Plus 2, new line of scrimmage, the 15. Third down coming up.
And about a full 10 now to go for Allen East, which can get a first down at the 5. 5:17 to go in the second quarter. 14-7, Allen East in the lead over Anna. Mustangs driving. 1, 2, 3 receivers far left. Hershberger, quick cadence, rolls right to the short side. Wants to go to the pylon. Anna with a leaping attempt at a pick at about the 5-yard line. I think it is caught by Anna out of bounds, though.
Yep, called him out.
But it's fourth down upcoming. Hershberger threw into double coverage. Anna wasn't fooled. Rockets didn't take the bait. There were trips to the left. Hershberger threw back to the right. Anna was all over it. And now Roby is on to try a 34-yard field goal here for Allen East. What win there is at his back. He'll be kicking from the right hash. 14-7 Mustangs. Field goal attempt to go up 2 scores. Hershberger on the hold. The kick by Roby. Wow, he boomed it. Plenty long enough, and it is accurate down the middle, right on the button. What a kick by Roby. He would have made that from better than 40. Just under 5 to play, second quarter, Allen East 17, Anna 7 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Welcome to Frisch's. May I take your order?
Oh, yeah. Obviously, I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Why obviously?
Well, that's all you have, right?
No, we have a whole menu.
Oh, wow. I never even looked at the menu.
Yeah, we have quite a few options.
Ooh, super bad boy. Chicken tenders basket? Those all sound amazing.
Yeah, and we have the original fish sandwich.
Oh, man. I love fish sandwiches!
So, what will it be?
I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Frisch's Big Boy, home of burgers, breakfast, and big boy.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney?
In a Division 7 regional semifinal, Riverside trails Marion Local 20-0 in the second quarter at Sydney. Richards, who received the kickoff, does so at the 17. He's going to reverse his field down the near side. He's got a wedge of blockers. Look out. He makes 3 men miss at the 50. He is going to make a house call. Justin Richards. What a return, Chuck. 85, 86 yards.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. When he broke it, he looks like a freight train going down the sideline.
A locomotive. Wow. Justin Richards. Boy, was he powerful than a locomotive on that play. He knew what he was doing. He took that kickoff on the far hash and immediately made a 45-degree angle beyond the near hash, and he had an escort of blockers. The wall was set.
Well, he faked the pitch back to the other deep back that time, and it's a good thing because if he would have pitched it, it would still be 17-7.
And Justin Richards did the rest. Here's the Ambus extra point try up and away, and he has knocked it through right down Main Street. Anna retaliates. Boy, we got a high-scoring tilt in action here tonight at Wapakoneta's Harmon Field. The Mustangs of Allen East 17, the Rockets of Anna 14 on the 86-yard kickoff return for a score by Justin Richards. That's the second kickoff return for a touchdown by Anna in 2 weeks, Ambus a week ago. Back in a moment on scoresbroadcast.com.
With great support from Local Equipment in Jackson Center, scoresbroadcast.com launched in 2006. Local manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment around the world. It started back in 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name Local, and moved to Jackson Center in 1982. Local proudly promotes high school scholarship programs and during game broadcasts recognizes athletes who excel in the classroom. scoresbroadcast.com was conceived 15 years ago, thanks to Local Equipment in Jackson Center.
Well, Allen East has its Carter Young. Anna has its Justin Richards. And here is the kickoff by the Rockets after the Richards long touchdown romp on the kickoff return. The kick is to the 9 by Ambus, muffed originally down there by Carter Young of Allen East. He scoops it up and gets back up the numbers on the far side of the 25, right in front of the Mustangs bench. Here's where Anna needs a stop, Chuck. Final 4.5 of the second quarter. Anna trailing by 3, 17-14.
Yeah, I mean, a stop right here would be big. They They weathered. I think they did a good job defensively to hold them to a field goal the last time. And boy, what a kickoff return that was.
Justin Richards to the rescue to get Anna right back in the hunt. A great kickoff return for a score. Allen East to the line of scrimmage. Ball marked for play at the 26. Double receiver, short side of the field for Hershberger. It is a handoff on the play to Carter Young. He slants outside right tackle. No one home for Anna. And blasting is Young, shooting up over the 30, reaching out to about the 34. He raced for 8 on the play. Second down a couple. 4:12 left to go here in the second quarter. Anna trails Allen East 17-14. Mustangs to the line of scrimmage. Cole and Young, two in the offensive backfield with Hershberger, who fakes the inside handoff and rolls left. Oh, what a beautiful looping throw down the near sideline. Caught on the dead run by the receiver at the 45 to the 50 to the 46 of Anna is Chase Miller. Hershberger disguised it well. A couple of fakes in the offensive backfield. He knew right where his receiver was going to be, Chuck, and he looped it downfield. A lot of loft on that throw, but right into the lap of Miller.
Yeah, he had a lot of pressure in his face that time. He just knew where he was going to throw it.
Handoff, offensive backfield. Hershberger feeds it. Anna reads it. Tackle made, a yard loss.
Hunter Schmidt that time. Good job.
He subdued it, the loss of a full one. Second down, 11, Allen East at the Anna 46, 3:24 to go here in the second quarter. Allen East 17, Anna 14. Two receivers near side. It is Hole alongside Hershberger. Here comes the blitz. Hunter Schmidt is on the back of Hershberger as he delivers a pass up the right sideline. It falls harmlessly into the bench of the Mustangs. Serious pressure on the quarterback Hershberger there. Third and 11, Allen East. Incompletion stops the clock. 3:06 to go in the second. Possession down, of course, right here for the Mustangs, who will certainly punt it if they don't get the first down. No way Allen East to leave the ball right here for Anna. Third and 11, 46 of Anna. Hershberger in the spread. Short drop, quarterback draw. Look at him go. He springs it to the outside, stays on his feet, makes a man miss at the 38, and claws his way down to the 34. Nobody spying on Hershberger, the quarterback, who is a very good runner. We all knew that based on the stats coming in. The videotape doesn't lie. Hershberger has excelled 7 yards per carry all year. And he does Anna in on that last play. Fullback, Hole, plows, left guard. He's got 4 to the 28 of Anna. 2.5 to go here in the second quarter. Allen East is making some big plays on third down.
Yeah.
3 receivers to the far left for Hershberger. Boy, does he quarterback with great confidence.
Yeah. He does, and he's a junior. They get to see him again next year.
Uh-huh. Hole, the fullback behind Hershberger. He gets the nod, meets resistance at the 28, tries to stick his helmet in there to the 26 or 7. It's going to set up third down and about 3.5 to go for a first down for Allen East, just outside the Anna 26 with a minute 58 to go in the first half and Anna trailing 17-14. Mustangs have trips to the wide side. Don't be surprised if Hershberger doesn't call his number twice in a row here. Scoreboard says first down. That's an error.
I think they might be wrong.
Here's Hershberger faking the inside handoff. He keeps. Look at him go. He's on the outside of Anna's defense, sliding to the turf at the 16 or 17. He wedged out the first down. Hershberger took the snap, and away he went. Now it's a first down at the 16 of Anna, a minute 27 to go in the second quarter. Hershberger gives to Hole. Hole behind the right side of his offensive front. Puts his head down and burrows down to the 12, the 11. Second down and 6 for Allen East. Just outside the 10 of Anna with a minute 8 to go in the first half.
Anna down three. Mustangs posing a serious threat. Here is the quarterback, Hershberger, hole behind him. Ball faked to hole. Pressure on Hershberger, who runs out of the pocket. He's back at the 16, gets to the 10, tiptoes along the sideline. Where does he go out of bounds? Maybe inside the 5. If so, he got the first down. It would be goal to go. It is. Public address announcer lets us all know in the background, first and goal to go for Allen East.
14 first downs now for the Mustangs.
Hershberger very deceptive in the offensive backfield. Keeps it on first and goal, and he dives to the 2. He got half the distance he needed. Scoreboard clock down to 44 seconds to go here in the first half. Timeout called. 17-14, Allen East over Anna. Second and goal to go for Allen East at the Anna 2 when we return on scoresbroadcast.com.
We don't just build homes. We build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today, or to sell or build your new home. Call us at 419-628-3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
On second and goal from the 2-yard line, the quarterback Hershberger keeps it, and he goes in standing up. I don't know if he was touched. Easy 2-yard touchdown run for Jacob Hershberger. Behind his center, Gage Wireman. Tackles Blaine Belcher and Alec Winter, and guards Troy Wildermuth and Gage Rister. And it's now 23-14 in favor of the Mustangs, whose offense has had its way with Anna here tonight. Extra point try upcoming for Aiden Roby, who's got a field goal in this game.
That offsides on Anna, so they're deciding whether they want to take it or not.
Tell you what, if I am Allen East, I'd take half the distance and run Hershberger and make my 2-point conversion, but they elect to kick it, decline the penalty, kick Barobi, left foot soccer style. It's fading left. No, it's outside the post. Wow, he shanked that one just a little bit. So the extra point try by Allen East fails. Final 41 ticks, second quarter, Allen East 23, Anna 14 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Barker Insurance can customize an auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance program. We represent insurance firms like Erie, Buckeye, Ohio Mutual, and others. Barker Insurance has earned a reputation second to none. For many years, Barker Insurance has been the number one most valued agency in our area. You're covered with a plan fitting your needs perfectly when served by Barker Insurance. That's for sure. On County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75, number one, Barker Insurance at 937-492-1857.
Allen East's offense has been unstoppable tonight. Touchdown drives versus Anna of 80, 78, and 74 yards. The quarterback, Jacob Hershberger, is the real deal. He's called his own number. Run it extremely well, plus he's completed numerous key passes. It is a short ground ball kickoff down to the Anna 32 as Roby made sure that Justin Richards was not going to bring one back the distance again.
Yeah, good choice.
39 seconds left here in the second quarter, 23-14, Anna trailing by 9 to Allen East. And the Mustangs offense, which has been racking up the points the last several weeks, is in high gear tonight. Anna has not slowed it down one bit. Now, Anna did kick off to start the game, so Anna will get the ball to begin the third quarter. Short drop by the quarterback, Carter Siegel. and he shoots one down the right side of the field in front of the Anna bench, and a leaping catch is made. Well done on the play by Ambus. Wow, he left his feet parallel to the ground, a good 4 feet off the ground. Super duper catch by Ambus up to the 45-yard line. Then the Rockets quarterback Siegel whips the ball in the air the other side of the field, and that one's complete to the 43 of Allen East. We've got a National Football League 2-minute drill, or I should say 30-second drill, underway right here for Anna. 24 ticks on the clock.
Rockets have all three of their timeouts left, too.
And they are going to need to use them if the ball is left in the field of play. Quarterback Siegel throwing right flat. It is caught on the play by Justin Richards. Richards makes the cornerback pay. He throws a shoulder into him at the 35, stays on his feet to the 31. Timeout Anna, 19 seconds left to go here in the second quarter. No quit in these Rockets on scoresbroadcast.com.
Superior Aluminum Products in Brushy is a big supporter of area high school athletics. After 55 years, family-owned Superior Aluminum continues its progress. To support our growth, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home improvement project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum, the industry leader. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com.
Now, Anna Rockets are at the 31 of Allen East, 19 seconds left in the second quarter. At minimum, if you're Anna, you'd like to complete another short to mid-range pass or two and kick a field goal using the leg of Zach Ambus. Let's see if Carter Siegel throws one to the end zone here. No, he goes sideline. Good outcut. And it's a fine route at the 20-yard line, hauled in by the receiver. It's Ambus on the catch as Allen East continues to play way off, making sure the Mustangs don't give up six. But they have given up a lot of ground and four big chunks on this drive. Still 14 seconds to go in the first half, and Anna's all the way down to the Mustangs, 20. Do you take a shot at the end zone here, Chuck?
I think you do. I mean, it's 14 seconds.
Here's a deep drop by the quarterback, Siegel, looking middle, firing, end zone, and the ball is batted away 3 yards deep in the end zone. Fine effort by Anna. Good coverage on the play by Lehman for Allen East. That was Colton Carey, who was middle of the field, 3 yards deep in the end zone, got pinched by two defensive backs. Clock stopped at 9 seconds. Second down and 10, Anna. Yards to go for a first down, not that significant. Ball marked for play at the 19. Anna with two timeouts remaining. Receivers are tight left and right. Siegel back at the 28, surveys, throws short in the right flat, caught on the play by Richards at the 15, makes a spin move, stays in bounds, upended at the 10-yard line, scoreboard clock says zero.
They ran 2 seconds off the clock.
Anna got a timeout before the clock expired.
Well, they would have stopped for a first down anyway.
Right. So, do you bring on Ambus and kick the field goal here? I don't think you have any choice.
I think that's what they're getting ready to do.
Ball will be spotted inside the 20. So, it will be a field goal attempt of about 28 or 29 yards for Ambus to cut the Allen East lead down to 6. Keep in mind, the last PAT by Allen East was missed. 28-yard field goal for Ambus of Anna. Ball spotted at the 18. Snap from center is good. The kick by Ambus high and away. Oh, it looks perfect. Well done. Woo, right down Main Street. Ambus hammers it home. Final 2 seconds tick off. That's it. That's how we conclude the first half of this game. It's been exciting, extremely entertaining, back and forth. Anna's got to solve on defense this Allen East offense during the halftime break in the locker room. Allen East 23, Anna 17 at the break on scoresbroadcast.com.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to Facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance. And that's for sure. Barker Insurance. North County Road 25A in Sydney. Phone 492-1857.
Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie will customize your building needs in a way that's absolutely unmatched.
Eilerman did a wonderful job. They came in, they sat down, my wife and I, and created an addition and a remodeling plan that included over 500 square feet of new master bedroom, a master bathroom with a big soaking tub and walk-in shower, and a beautiful closet, my wife's favorite place to be.
Homeowner Ryan Schultze said Eilerman Construction worked closely with him and his wife, just like Eilerman Construction will for you, step by step by step.
We also remodeled over 1,000 square feet. Eilerman's attention to detail was amazing. They installed a couple hundred feet of new dark cherry trim and cherry doors to match.
Eilerman Construction is known for outstanding customer service and a personal touch.
From Jill in the front office to Dan, Mark, Scott, and Nick Eilerman to Greg Heilers, they were all so personable and very highly skilled at their jobs.
Dan Eilerman Construction is a four-decade, two-generation business dedicated primarily to residential construction. You will be satisfied.
Expert craftsmanship, such a beautiful look, finished on time, and it was even finished below budget.
Online at DanEilerman.com.
When you just gotta have a big boy, nothing else can satisfy that craving. Which is why we've added to the big boy family. The farmhouse boy, a big boy with crispy bacon and a fried egg. The breakfast boy, sausage patties topped with bacon and a fried egg. Then there's the bad boy, with pepper jack cheese and our spicy tartar sauce.
All at your local Frisch's, home of burgers, breakfast, and big boy.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney? The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Renderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
The Jewelry Barn at 2399 Rushi Versailles Road.
Just a nice little shop.
With great support from Locale Equipment in Jackson Center, ScoresBroadcast.com launched in 2006. Locale manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment around the world. It started back in 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name Locale, and moved to Jackson Center in 1982. Locale proudly promotes high school scholarship programs and during game broadcasts recognizes athletes who excel in the classroom. ScoresBroadcast.com was conceived 15 years ago thanks to Locale Equipment in Jackson Center.
This is Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee at Harmon Field in Wapakoneta. It is halftime of this Division VI regional semifinal game between Anna and Allen East, and the Mustangs lead the Rockets 23-17 at the intermission break. Our halftime report brought to you by American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, AAG Inc. It is the amazing glass connection, the industry's clear choice. Chuck, the numbers, the stats, highly in favor of Allen East.
Well, they are. An 85-yard kickoff return by Richards was the great equalizer on the scoreboard because Allen East has 314 total yards in the first half, 132 for the Rockets. Did I do that right, too? Yeah, 340. That just seemed like a bunch. 7 of 11 throwing the ball for the Rockets, 79 yards, 53 on the ground, 11 first downs. 28 rushes, 182 yards by the Mustangs, 7 of 13 for 122, 314 total, 14 first downs. Neither team, to their credit, has turned the ball over here in the first half.
Anna's defense simply not reading its keys very well. Allen East offense extremely explosive. It's had Anna off balance the entire night. Anna's linebackers not getting to the ball in time. Hershberger calling his own number at quarterback, rushing at will, and drives of 80 yards, 78 yards, 74 yards for Allen East. Unstoppable so far. Anna's got to get a couple or three and outs in the second half in order to win this game.
And they need to be able to run the ball a little bit. They did not run the ball in the first half very well at all.
That's our halftime report here at Wapakoneta's Harmon Field. Allen East 23, Anna 17. Our halftime report brought to you by AAG Inc. in Anna in Fort Loramie, I should say. I've got Anna on the brain tonight since we're covering the Rockets. American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie on scoresbroadcast.com.
The new $35 million FC Cincinnati soccer facility is spectacular, and American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie played a major role in its futuristic look, said Mike Spencer, AAG Field Superintendent.
AAG, by completing such a state-of-the-art project, is leading the way and raising the bar of excellence for FC Cincinnati and other soccer clubs to follow.
Well, I'm a big soccer fan.
Okay.
And kudos to FC. This new soccer complex is beautiful.
Well, you're looking at a project completed by American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie.
Well, kudos to them, too. Their glasswork is amazing. It's gorgeous.
At the new FC soccer training facility, AAG installed over 14,000 square foot of exterior aluminum framing and glass.
And AAG completed a lot of interior glass work too, Mike.
Yeah, we completed more than 10,000 square foot of interior glazing, including mirrors, custom glass, and aluminum office frames.
And in 2019, AAG renovated the B deck at Ohio Stadium, the home of the Buckeyes.
AAG turned the creative dreams of Ohio State and FC Cincinnati into reality.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie.
Their glass work is amazing.
AAGInc.com.
And thank you so much, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, our halftime sponsor here on scoresbroadcast.com. Hey, we've got high school football coming up for you 1 week from last night, this coming Friday.
Basketball.
Yep. Did I say football?
Yeah.
Might have football next Saturday if Anna wins tonight, but my mistake. Basketball for sure next Friday. A week from next Friday, we've got Bodkins and Jackson Center boys, would you believe it, at Bodkins.
That'll be a great game.
We'll have the defending state champs in Division IV in action on the basketball floor. That would be 2 weeks from last night, 1 week from next Friday. Bodkins and Jackson Center at Bodkins. A real treat for you coming up now here on scoresbroadcast.com. Broadcast highlights of the Bodkin State Championship win over Columbus Grove. Final score 60-44. Bodkin's boys first ever state title in hoops last March 21st. We pick up action at the very start of the game. Bodkin's blitz to a 20-7 first quarter lead over Columbus Grove.
Opening tip to start the game is won by Columbus Grove. Dribble drive, Blake Reynolds, elbow on the left. Grove in the road black, red numbers outlined in white. Bodkins the home white, gold numerals trimmed in black. Top of the circle, Clement has it stolen. Yanked away by Jaden Pretty. Pretty darts the other way. Laid up, good! Oh, what a clean pilfer by Pretty. He just yanked it away from Clement, head of the key, and away he went.
Here's a shove off by Columbus Grove outside the lane to the left. Blake Reynolds got away with a charge, missed an 8-footer, hit the backboard, came off. Rebound Botkins.
Well, that answers the question. Are they going to let him play?
Sure did on that series. That looked like a football guard against tackle. Here's a long triple by Jaden Pretty. Bullseye! Bullseye! Great start for Botkins. Jaden Pretty picking right up where he left off against Richmond Heights. That sparkling performance. Here is Columbus Grove outside the arc, high right. It's Gabe Clement. Boy, if you get a lead on Columbus Grove, they might have to resort to shooting only threes. High right, it's Ethan Hawker 30 feet away. Back to Clement. Very methodical passing team. Not much dribbling by Columbus Grove. They do move without the ball extremely well. Here's Clement against Pretty. Works hard into the lane. Spins, ducks under. Flipped it back on the arc to a teammate who guns a three. Way short. Chucked up there by Ethan Hawker. Barely caught iron. Rebound Carter Plyman. Look at him go to work. He took it 60 feet down the floor and blew it. No good. Rebounding foul over the back on Carter Plyman. Botkin's defense so far has thrown a blanket over Columbus Grove, which trails 5-0. We played 2 minutes 10 seconds. Clement got away with a walk top of the circle. He caught it while running, continued to take a couple steps, never put the ball on the deck. Here's the ball entered down inside by Columbus Grove to Blake Reynolds. Reynolds has a little 7-footer, hit the rim, spin around, come out. His first shot was short, got it back, nearly made the next one. And Botkins comes away with the board, leading 5-0, 5:22 to go here in the opening stanza. Pretty's got the ball between the rings. High right to Powell. Straight away, Carter Plyman. Now Zane Paul. Carter Plyman swings it around the head of the key. Zane Paul, baseline left. Jacob Plyman backs his defender down. Little shot fake. And he goes up strong with a 6-footer. He's smacked on the arm. He's got two coming.
I like the fact he was using his footwork and trying to get the shot down there. See if they can guard you.
Again, height advantage, bulk advantage for Jacob Plyman on the interior for the Botkins Trojans. Two-shot foul situation, yes. 6-0 Botkins, 5:01 to go first quarter. Good sign for Botkins. Both free throws all net for Jacob Plyman. And the Trojans sprint to a 7-0 edge. 4:53 to go first quarter. Here's Gabe Clement, 30 feet away for Columbus Grove. Works foul line. He's open. And he rims the 16-footer. It was down below the cylinder. Somehow snapped out. Tough break. Columbus Grove has had two shots go in, come out. Long three ball. Jaden Pretty behind the screen. My goodness! My goodness! He buries it. It was ruled a two or was it a three?
No, it was a three.
Jaden Pretty has drained a couple from distance. He's had a great steal and a driving layup. And Columbus Grove is down 10-0. Outside the lane on the left, it's Blake Reynolds. Fakes right, goes left, pushing over guarding against Botkins.
Yeah, they called top. He stuck a hand in that time.
Dylan Top on the floor now for the Trojans, who are up by 10 points, 10-0. Opening 3 minutes and 40 seconds. Here's Clement. 35 feet away, Blake Reynolds. Fakes right, goes left against Top. Wants to fade away and shoot the 17-footer. Great defense by Top. Ball thrown left corner. Baseline drive by Columbus Grove. Great defense by Botkins. A block by the Trojans. And then it's touched last by the Bulldogs, and it goes out of bounds.
Plyman blocked it with both hands, and it was almost like he threw a blanket on him.
Botkins' defense is smothering Columbus Grove. 10-0, Trojans. 3:55 to go. First quarter. Jamison Meyer on the floor. On the arc to Pretty. He steps into a long tray. Hits it! Hits it! Botkins on fire! Botkins on fire! Trojans are scorching the nets. They are searing the nylon. 3:48 left, opening stanza. Botkins 13, Columbus Grove zip. Botkins is beating Grove to every spot on the floor.
I think it looks that way because Botkins is that much quicker.
Top of the circle is Columbus Grove after the timeout. 25 feet away on the right is Blake Reynolds. Fires down inside. Then the ball is pitched into the left corner where Souter guns up a long three. It skids off the rim. Rebound Zane Paul. And Carter Plyman back to Zane. Wide open look. Got it! Three-pointer Zane Paul. 16-0 Botkins. 3:13 to go, first quarter. Dribble drive. Blake Reynolds tied up on the arc. Pinned by two players. Foul against Botkins. Hey, what, Chuck? Columbus Grove is not getting up on Botkins' shooters on the arc. Not at all.
No, and I'll tell you, he's about three steps behind the NBA three, so that might have something to do with it.
Yeah, but the defense by Columbus Grove. Shoddy here at the start. Dribble drive into the lane. Blake Reynolds stops on a dime. Fakes, goes up, hits an eight-footer, and it took better than 5 minutes before Columbus Grove scored. 16-2, Botkins harassing Columbus Grove all over the floor. Can the Trojans keep it up? Botkins scored the first 16. 5 minutes into the game before Grove tallied a point. It's 16-4. Four in a row by the Bulldogs, who still trail by a dozen. A minute 50 left, opening period. Here's Jacob Plyman back to the basket, 10 feet away. On the arc to Pretty. Fakes right, goes left, navigates the middle, hooks up an eight-footer. My goodness, he made it! He suspended himself to Jaden Pretty, got the roll off the iron. What a tournament for Jaden Pretty. He's been splendid. 18-4, Botkins up 14. 1:26 to go, first quarter. Here's a step-back three by Tate Bernesser. Bingo! He's got it.
That was good defense, man. They had a hand in his face and everything.
Bernesser is a sharpshooter. 44% on the year from behind the arc. 18-7. 42 seconds to go, opening period of play. Let's see if Botkins elects to spread the floor a little bit and play for one. Jamison Myers got it, 35 feet out. Jamison takes left, goes right. All over him is Souter. He tries for the steal, can't. Now Zane Paul works against Tate Bernesser. On the arc, it's Jacob Plyman. Might as well be content to shoot one here at the button.
Well, now if you're down to 16.
13, 12, 11. Deep left corner, Carter Plyman hemmed in. Throws it out to Holman. Cross court to Jamison Meyer. Deep right corner, Jacob Plyman. Open, goes to the basket with five to go.
Wow.
And knocks it down. He banked it in. And with 8/10 of a second left in the first quarter, a 70-footer is thrown up there by Bernesser. It is off the top of the backboard. Botkins 20, Columbus Grove 7. First quarter is like the first ever football game between the two schools on scoresbroadcast.com. 20-7 was the Botkins lead over Columbus Grove after the first 8 minutes in the state championship game in Division IV Boys Hoops last March 21st. Botkins went on to win the state title by a final tally of 60-44, and we will have the Botkins boys in action 2 weeks from last night, 1 week from this coming Friday. 13 days away, Botkins and Jackson Center boys at Botkins. Our initial basketball coverage will be this coming Friday, a girls game in Shelby County somewhere. We'll have a contest for you this next Friday. Could be Rushi Sydney, could be Fort Laramie, Miami East. We have a couple other options, just not sure. Of course, if Anna comes from behind and wins tonight over Allen East, we'll have the Rockets in action next Saturday night at a site to be determined. The opponent likely Coldwater, which leads Mechanicsburg 28-0. Here at Harmon Field in Wapakoneta, it's Allen East 23, Anna 17. We're 2 or 3 minutes away from the start of our third quarter. Rockets are down 6. Could be worse. Allen East has moved the football up and down the field all night long. 6-point lead, Allen East over Anna on scoresbroadcast.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Lisa Marino from Victorious Health and Wellness in Anna.
I know you're tired of feeling sluggish, bloated, in pain, and just not yourself. Let us help you get down to the bottom of what is truly going on in your body with functional medicine at Victorious Health. Functional medicine is the ultimate approach to addressing those stubborn gut issues, weight gain, and chronic pain. It's time to stop guessing what your body needs. Thanks to cutting-edge testing and high highly personalized care, you'll leave Victor's Health feeling confident in your specific functional medicine plan. Get started now with your free toxicity score at victorshealth.com/radio. That's VICTRESS health.com/radio. Or give us a call at 937-232-5237.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Meyering, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Meyering and Company.
Reese Meyering, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Meyering's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next-door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Meyering and the Internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Meyering performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full-service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Meyering for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Meyering at 937-295-3813 for Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Meyering.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wayne Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
Put a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at regaltrophyawards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee here at Wapakoneta's Harmon Field. 23-17, Allen East leads Anna a couple of minutes away from the start of our third quarter. Chuck, this Allen East football team in 12 games this year has scored under 28 points on offense only three times. So they've been 28 or better in 9 of the 12 outings, and we have seen why tonight.
Well, they run the ball well, but I'll tell you, he throws the ball. I thought that first pass, that was kind of an anomaly. You know, I thought it really wasn't a very good delivery, but he's thrown the ball really well here this evening. So, you know, let's just hope Anna needs to get down, get the lead, and then play some defense because they haven't really played any yet.
Anna scored last in the first half, getting the late field goal by Ambus to cut it from 9-6. Keep in mind, in the mix here, a missed extra point by Allen East after the Mustangs' third touchdown. Thus, Allen East has 23, and at 17. Kickoff upcoming, Allen East from north to south. Anna will have the wind in the fourth quarter. Allen East, the wind advantage here in the third. Anna gets the ball initially to start the second half, and it's a very short kick bouncing down inside the 35. Allen East saw enough of Justin Richards on that long 86-yard kickoff return for a score that Allen East says, no, Justin, you're not getting the ball again the rest of the game on a kickoff. No, not a chance.
Good choice. I watched Grove City years ago kick off three times to Brandon Sain for touchdowns, and I'm sitting there going, anybody watching the same game I am?
Brandon Sain, Pickwa.
Yes.
And to kick to him.
Ohio State, yeah.
To kick him three times was insane.
Yeah, it was not very smart.
No pun intended.
Yeah, okay.
First and 10 Rockets at the 33-yard line. Hunter Schmidt bulldozes over left guard for one. Second down and nine for Anna as we start play here in the third quarter. Anna very fortunate to be within six. The Richards kickoff return for a score late in the second quarter. The last second field goal with 2 seconds remaining in the first half by Ambus. And it's just a 6-point differential. Second and nine, Carter Siegel at the helm, fakes the inside handoff, flips it into the right flat to Justin Richards. Pass on the money. He reaches up and catches at the 39, and he lunges out of bounds at the 41 near the stick. He didn't quite make it. Third and one for Anna. Line of scrimmage, the Rockets 41. Carter Siegel took a real late blow in the early part of this game. The opposition, Alan East, was flagged. Carter was able to shake it off, and it looks like he is showing no ill effects from that late hit back in the first quarter. Third and one. Here is Siegel in the spread. Inside handoff. Oh, forward progress up and over the 40. Wow. And then the Mustangs are all over it. Hunter Schmidt is thrown backward. And ball marked for play right at the 41. And that was the original line of scrimmage. And guess what? The punt team comes on for Anna on fourth and a yard and a half from the 41-yard line. Unfortunately, the Rockets unable to sustain a drive here at the outset of the third quarter.
Certainly not second-guessing, but I wouldn't have minded seeing Richards in the backfield for that short run.
Anna faking from punt formation. Alan East caught by surprise. It's a mad dash run by Ambus. He's got good wheels, and he picks up about 9 or 10 yards. Wow. He caught everybody in the stadium by surprise, including Jack, Chuck, Alan East football team, every spectator on both sides of the field for sure. And Ambus took that snap, didn't give it away before he received the snap. He really didn't fake like he was going to punt. He took that snap from center, and he made a beeline for the near sideline and got every bit of 9 to the 49. Here's Anna running it. It is Schmidt with a good spin move at the point of attack. And he manages to gallop to the 46 and fall to the 44 of Alan East. He wedged out 7, second down and 3 for the Rockets. Alan East, Chuck, a team you just don't want to give the ball back to without flipping the field big time or scoring.
Well, yeah, I mean, that was a gutsy call, but you would have thought Alan East was kind of playing safe on the punt that time because they had the ball on the 45-yard line. So, I mean, that's when you start looking for fakes.
Anna needed just about 5 feet, and Ambus from punt formation got close to 10 yards. Play action. Siegel throwing down the middle. Open receiver inside the 15. Ambus running free. Oh, he missed it. Pass just a hair too long. Close call. Nearly a long bomb for a score of 44 yards.
Yeah, he was running wide open. He just overthrew him just by about a yard.
A deep post pattern. It was Ambus against Carter Young, and he had a step on him. 9:49 to go here in the third quarter. It is 23-17. Anna down 6, confronting a third and about 3.5 to go for a first down. After Schmidt's run of close to 6 on the first down play. Here is Siegel, play action, open receiver, right flat, Ambus a few yards downfield, goes to a knee right in front of the Rockets bench, secures the ball in the air at the 39, and leans ahead to the 38, safe pass play, well done, first and 10 Anna, 38 of the Mustangs. 23-17 Allen East, we've got a heck of a finish in store for you tonight. 9.5 to go in the third quarter. Colton Carey split wide left. We got Schmidt behind the quarterback Siegel. Richards is flanked. Handoff on the play. Schmidt dancing. Got inside the 40. Nosed ahead to about the 38-yard line on the first down run. Didn't gain a thing. Good tackle in there on the play by Brogan Paxson and Alec Winner for the defense of Allen East. Line of scrimmage, the 38. No advance. Second down and 10. Under nine to go, third quarter. Anna down six, but driving. This effort was sustained on the run on the fake punt by Embus. Here's Siegel, a lot of time in the offensive backfield. A very late throw over the middle is incomplete down at the 21-22 yard line. Almost intercepted by Allen East. Siegel somehow, some way, was able to wriggle away in the offensive backfield and avoid a sack.
Yeah, and then threw the ball and late over the middle is never good.
So it's third and 10 for Anna at the 38-yard line of Allen East. A couple of interesting decisions coming up on these two plays for Anna, which features five receivers. Three left, two right. Siegel by himself, empty backfield. He's in the pocket, and he makes a late delivery, wobbly, short, right side of the field, uncorked it as he was smacked in the offensive backfield, and it's an incompletion. Good pressure by Allen East. Fourth and 10 for Anna at the 38 of the Mustangs.
Sets up the fake field goal again.
Maybe had Hunter Schmidt coming onto the field with perhaps the play call for Anna. Rockets appear to be going for it from scrimmage. Fourth and 10, 38 of Allen East. 8.5 to go in the third quarter. Anna trailing by six. Two receivers left, two to the right. Siegel, short drop, looking, fires near sideline, and the comeback receiver makes a good catch. He screened the defender off at the 27. It is ruled a reception. Carter Siegel took a very late pop in the lower back after delivering that forward pass, and I think a flag flew. It'll be 15 at the end of the play, or at least half the distance of the goal. Couldn't catch the receiver down here.
That was Ambus.
It was Ambus who caught it. Boy, Anna has been excelling, Chuck, throughout the game, and especially late in the second quarter on the long one-minute touch field goal drive. And then here at the outset of the second half, these possession passes sideline working to perfection.
Yeah, they are. And I'll tell you what, I'm not sure I agree with the late hit on the quarterback. He hit him right when he received it.
New line of scrimmage inside the 15 of Allen East after the walk-off. Here's a handoff on the play. Inside run, left tackle, stuffed at about the 11. It went for a couple. Second down, 8 for Anna, 11.5-yard line of Allen East right in the middle of the field. Under 8 to play in the third. Anna coming through on a big 4th and 10 inside the Allen East 40. Fine pass play, right sideline to Ambus. Quarterback Siegel was plowed into just as he threw the ball. Maybe it was where the blow...
Maybe he went down on top of him.
Yep. Or maybe it was where the blow was planted on his body. Second down, 9, Anna. Here's a fake on the inside handoff. Here's a flat pass blocking out in front. Catch made at the 12. Run down to about the 6. It was Brandon Axe who hauled it in. He scooted forward shy of the 5. Third down coming up for Anna, which needs about four more for a first down, Chuck. Trying to size it up.
Yeah, they're down on the 6, so.
Let's see, ball is marked for play at the 6-yard line. Previous
third and three.
Previous first down was at about the 12.5. So it is third and 3.5 to go for a first down, 6.5 for a touchdown. Quarterback Siegel, empty backfield. Man in motion, Siegel looking middle. Now has an open receiver. Far side of the field, down near the goal line, nearly picked, broken up by Allen East at the 1. Siegel threw that one a good 25 yards across the field of play and only about 6 or 7 yards downfield. Fourth down for Anna. The Rockets can get a first down in the field of play at the 3. Ball is just outside the 6. 6.5 to go in the third quarter. 23-17. Anna down 6 to Allen East. Is this the first drive of the second half, Chuck, still?
Yes.
It's been a long one. Nearly 6 minutes. Siegel, short drop, flat pass, receiver. He smothered, caught it, and down he went immediately.
8-yard line. Seagull threw it right away. Man wasn't open. Might have been a little hasty in flipping the ball right away. And the tackle is made. Johnny on the spot. Good hit out in the flat by Allen East. Coming up was Chase Miller along with Garrett Newland. They diagnosed it. And Anna's short pass resulted in a 2-yard loss. So Allen East takes over at its own 8. As that long 5.5-minute drive for Anna comes to an end, the Rockets give it up on downs inside the Allen East 10-yard line. 23-17, Allen East in the lead. It is the quarterback, Jacob Hershberger, back at the 2 in the spread, retreats to the goal line, throws late over the middle, intercepted in at the 20. Run back to the 15-10, tackle made, 5-yard line. Justin Richards, guess who? He is all over the place. Hershberger threw it somewhat blindly, Chuck, middle of the field, thinking that maybe a receiver was there. No chance. It was a white jersey, not a blue one, and he had 32 on his back.
Yeah, well, he just threw to a spot. Unfortunately, the person in that spot was Justin Richards.
And Anna's got a goal to go at the Allen East 4-yard line. Boy, it's amazing how this game of football can swing back and forth so quickly. Anna was down and out, turning the ball over on downs. Carter Siegel perhaps had a better shot to find somebody in the end zone than to throw the ball behind the line of scrimmage. Allen East made a very good tackle. They were alert. And then Hershberger throws a pick. Anna's back in business at the 4. A touchdown, an extra point, would give the Rockets the lead. Siegel gives it straight ahead. Hunter Schmidt, he's wrestled down at the 4. No gain. Second and goal coming up for Anna. Boy, this has turned into a thrilling Division VI regional semifinal here at Harmon Field in Wapakoneta. Half the third quarter's been played. 6 minutes to go. Anna behind by 6, 23-17. Allen East's defense has been on the field for virtually the whole period except for the one offensive play by Allen East. Carter Siegel has Schmidt with him, man in motion. Here's a right tackle plunge by Schmidt, and he's dumped at the goal line. He's in. He got over. He broke the plane. Touchdown, Anna.
Nope, they marked him down at the 1.5-yard line.
Oh, I was a little premature. The official said the ball and the shoulder came straight down at the 6-inch line. Third and goal for Anna. 5:14 to go in the third quarter. Oh, it was close. The official right on it. He sold it. We play on. Third and goal. Inches. Siegel up under center. Siegel leans forward. He's stacked at the goal line. No sign from the referee yet. Allen East says there was a fumble. Allen East says there was a fumble. Let's see what is determined. The ball may have been coughed up by Siegel and recovered by Allen East at the 1-yard line. I just got through saying, man, can this game of football turn on a dime. It did again.
Boy, I mean, we don't have a good line to be able to see where that ball got to, but it looked like they might have been in on both those plays. Unfortunately, they came in and marked them short on the one, and that was a fumble.
And the fumble was recovered at the point on the field where Anna started the play at about the 1-foot line.
Yep.
Believe it or not, Siegel had the ball stripped at the top of the pile, and it rolled down off the pile to the side, and Allen East jumped on it at the 1-foot line. And the Mustangs run it out to the 4 on the first down play, second down, and about 6 or 7 to go for a first down. 4:40 left here in the third quarter. I hate to harken back to games against Marion Local and Coldwater, Chuck, but in those contests, Anna had 5 or 6 shots at scores in the red zone against those two very good teams and came up empty every single time. Another running play, Allen East, and it is whole over right guard, pushing out to the 8, third down, and about 2 full yards to go for a first down for Allen East at the 8.5-yard line. 4 minutes to go in the third quarter.
Allen East trying to safely nudge this ball out of the shadow of its own goalpost. Big third down play. Here comes Anna with eight in the box on defense. Hershberger is in the spread back at the five. He calls his own number. Oh, here's penetration by Anna. Penetration by Anna. And the quarterback is spilled back at the six-yard line. What a play by the Rockets defense. Splendid. Boy, the linebackers, Chase Murray, Ethan Doyle, Nolan Fox, in there on the hit. Defensive end Hayden Yulskamp was there. And the game turns again, Chuck.
Well, they ran three quarterback runs there. Anna was really prepared for that third one. It had no chance.
Fourth and four. Here's the punt by Allen East from the end zone, and it shanked. He overcooked it, hooked it badly to the near sideline. It goes into the Anna bench on one bounce at the 30. The line of scrimmage was back at about the 6, 24-yard net punt.
Yep.
First and 10, Anna just outside the Allen East 30-yard line with 3 minutes, 8 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Well, if you don't punch this one in, Chuck, you got to say third time's a charm. You don't get 6 here, shame on you.
Well, they got a short field there, and we just see what, you know, they didn't get the last one. They didn't capitalize. Let's see if they can do it this time. They need to get the lead.
Well, each team's defense has come up with really big plays in the last moment of action. Inside handoff, it's Hunter Schmidt feeling his way, line of scrimmage, behind to center Mealy, plowing down to the 28-yard line. He carved out 4 or 5, second down and about 6 to go for a first down for Anna. 2:52 left in the third quarter. Anna 23, Allen East 7, or I should say Allen East 23, Anna 17. Anna's had the ball for all but 4 plays here in the third quarter. And the score is the same as it was at halftime, 23-17. Here is Ambus split 15 yards to the left on 2nd and 6 for Anna at the 28 of Allen East. Here is Carter Siegel. Oh, he doesn't read it very well in the offensive backfield. Should have kept it, gave it to Schmidt, and he is stuck right at the 30. Met in his tracks. Lost a couple. 3rd and 8, 4 down territory now. That was one of those that Carter would love to have back. Leave it in the tummy of Schmidt as long as you can. Pull it away and run around left end.
Yeah, they got the play in a little late, and so they did.
Yes.
There was only 1 second on the clock when they snapped it.
Rockets were rushed. Anna to the line of scrimmage. Illegal procedure. Rockets shoot themselves in the foot. So it's going to be 3rd down and 13 back at the 35. Boy, the momentum here in the last few minutes is going back and forth, back and forth, back and forth.
Now, I don't think anybody really has any here in the third quarter so
far. You're right. What momentum there's been has been short-lived. 1:40 left in the third. 3rd and 13, Anna at the Mustangs, 35. Here is Siegel way back at his 45, looking middle of the field. Now he's going to run. Linebackers for Allen East are waiting on him, and he stumped to the turf at the 31. Siegel took a shot. It's going to be 4th down for Anna and 9 to go for a first down. 4th and 9, 31 of Allen East. 1:12 left here in the third period. Anna down 6. Let's see what head coach Nick Marino has called here. 4th down and 9. Siegel drops to his 40. Shoots it. Numbers near side. Oh, what a grab. Oh, what a grab. Double coverage, but a catch at the 21-yard line of Allen East. It's right at the sticks. Move the chains. Move the chains. I believe that was Ambus who hauled it in. Ambus was being sandwiched by a couple of defenders. One of them up on his back in a heartbeat on that play.
Carson Klum's the one that came up and made the play. It just gave him too much cushion.
Exactly. It was. It was Klum who arrived late, and the ball was thrown on time by Siegel. 1st and 10, Anna just outside the 20. Here's play action, roll to the left, and a pitch toward the end zone, and an over-the-shoulder catch is good for a touchdown. Wow, what a play. 8-9 yards deep in the end zone. Play action, half roll to the left by Carter Siegel, and on the dead run, he threw a beautiful toss. And that was caught 8-9 yards deep in the end zone. I missed the numerals.
Too dark.
We're looking through tinted windows and a screen to boot outside the window. And down in the shadows to our right, back deep in the end zone, Anna hauled it in to tie the game. 23-23. Extra point try for the lead. Amba sends it toward the uprights, and it is ruled initially to be good. There is a flag at the line of scrimmage. False start on Anna?
I think they called a hold.
Wow, let's see what this is all about. This is so critical because Allen East missed an extra point after its third touchdown. That's why we're tied at 23.
It wasn't a hold. I don't know what the guy, I have no idea what the guy called back there.
5-yard penalty against Allen East. So now Ambus has to make a 25-yard field goal from the 15. He's got an extra point of 25. And the kick is up and away, and it is good. It's inside the left upright. 25-yard extra point by Ambus to give Anna the lead. He smacked home a field goal from just over 30 late in that second quarter, and the Rockets are on top for the first time tonight, 24-23, 20 seconds left in the third quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
For 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Visit our spacious showroom at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Goffney has everything from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. Goffney has bar stools, kitchen tables, servers and sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores. The Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. We're so popular that customers come from Dayton, Columbus, and Fort Wayne. Shop and buy online at Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A furniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney. Our family has you covered.
Kickoff return by Hole of the Allen East Mustangs comes down the near sideline. He caught it back at the 9, brought it over the 20 to the 25, knocked out of bounds at the 26, ran into the Anna bench holding that football high in the air. Not sure what the purpose of that was. How about Zach Ambus, a 25-yard extra point, a 28-yard field goal, and thus Anna's got the lead for the first time, 24-23. It was Brandon Axe with the fine route and the great touchdown catch back edge of the end zone. He snared that beautifully thrown ball from Carter Siegel for that last score for Anna, which vaulted the Rockets in front. Running play, sweep to the right, Carter Young for Allen East, and he's toppled at about the line of scrimmage, and that's how the third quarter ends. Second and 10 upcoming for Allen East, which trails Anna by 1, 24-23. We come back for the fourth quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
Unprecedented. That's a word you're hearing a lot of right now. Unprecedented change, unprecedented times. But do you know what else is unprecedented? The number of teens right here in Shelby County that are struggling with substance abuse. But the good news is that there's also an unprecedented amount of help available. Family Resource Center in Sydney provides professional help for families and individuals struggling with life's challenges. We know that prevention works, treatment is effective, and people recover. To learn more about the local mental health services available to you right here in Shelby County, visit frcohio.org.
5 yards for Allen East.
in the third quarter of total offense.
In what, maybe five plays?
Yeah, I think they did run five plays. Yeah, I mean, that's how you keep a good offense from scoring.
Yep.
Don't give them the ball.
Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee here at Harmon Field in Wapakoneta. We start the fourth quarter. Anna leads Allen East in a thriller, 24-23. Rockets have just gotten the lead for the first time on the night. Allen East with second down, a little more than 10 to go for a first down from the Mustangs, 25. Touchdown strike by Anna Siegel to Axe. Great throw, back edge of the end zone. Right at the end of the third quarter, extra point by Ambus lifted the Rockets to the lead. And here is Anna's defensive line standing tall. Here's a right tackle play by Allen East. No gain. And we've got words exchanged, some extracurricular activity, and a flag flies. This is a big personal foul right here. Who's it against? A white jersey or a blue jersey?
I think it's on Allen East.
I think so. Anna's defense stuck the running play by Hole at the point of attack. The official still conferring. 11:40 to go here in the fourth quarter. Anna 24, Allen East 23. Finally, we see mechanics from the referee who signals personal foul, Allen East Mustangs. Anna trailed 14-2. Let's see, was it ever
14-0?
Yeah, 14-0. Yep, 14-0. Anna trailed early on in this game before cutting it to 14-7. A big second quarter kickoff return for a touchdown by Justin Richards covered 86. Here is second down and big yardage to go for a first down for Allen East, which throws the ball down the near sideline. It's a circus catch. It's a circus catch by Keaton Lehman, but he's out of bounds. He's on the boundary in the Anna bench area. Ruled no good. Oh, the play was a big one for 30 and a first down, but it's wiped out. And that was a third down bomb by Hershberger. He threw it well. And it was a nifty reception, but just not enough real estate on the near sideline. And now punting from the end zone is Allen East. Anna should get good field position. It's a wide snap. It's a wobbly kick. It is up the near sideline. Hits it about the 35 of Allen East and then skips out of bounds. Great field position for Anna, which is up one with 11:29 to go here in the fourth quarter. Allen East broke on top in this game, 14-0, long touchdown drive, 78 yards. Anna had a pretty good drive, three first downs, turned it over on downs eventually, and then back came Allen East with another 74-yard touchdown drive.
Yep.
And it looked like Allen East Mustangs were going to run away with this thing, but Anna has bounced back. No quit in Anna. Terrific fight tonight from the Rockets. And Anna takes over the football, mark for play right at the 40. Inside handoff, look out, it's Richards. He springs it wide, gaping hole, 35-30. Near sideline, rumbling down inside the 25-yard line. 17-yard romp, but Justin Richards, boy, he's feeling it. He is a load to bring down right now. First and 10, Anna, ball mark for play, Allen East 24. 11:23 remaining here in the ball game. Anna's on top of one, 24-23. New set of four for the green and white, just inside the 25 of the blue jerseyed Mustangs. Anna to the line of scrimmage. Carter Siegel in the spread. He'll take the snap at the 29. He gives it inside handoff. Hunter Schmidt is stacked up at the 23 or 4. He might have nudged ahead for one, and that's it. Second down and 9 Rockets. Clock continues to run. 11 to play here in the fourth. Both teams, Chuck, with a full complement of 3 timeouts remaining. That's significant. Anna milking the clock on this play call. Rockets settle in at the line of scrimmage. Second down, real close to 10 to go for a first down. 24 of Allen East. Anna up one, early fourth. Siegel, shotgun spread, plenty of time. A late delivery over the middle, and a leaping stab is made at the 14-yard line by Anna. Then it's bobbled, and on the rebound, it's picked off. Allen East has got it at the 16.
And they called it a fumble.
Wow, that's one of those where if you replay, did the receiver clearly make a football move? Yeah. Not a chance.
No.
If that's ruled a fumble, that is a very bad call.
That's exactly what they ruled it.
Because the receiver for Anna, I think, was Richards.
Middle Ambus.
It was Ambus,
yep.
near hash mark. He left his feet for the ball, speared it. He was bear hugged. If the ball came out as he was bear hugged and as he's off the ground, it's got to be an incomplete forward pass. But Allen East gets a big break. First and 10 Mustangs at the 15. Here's a double reverse, and Carter Young has got some space. He's around left end. Look at him go. It's a big run by Carter Young. 25-30. Nipped from behind at the 35. He almost broke it. It would have been a house call if Anna doesn't make that last shoestring tackle a good one. New line of scrimmage is the Mustangs, 36, 24, 23, Anna, 10, 21 to go here in the fourth quarter. Up under center is Hershberger, the quarterback. Finally, the Mustangs have some breathing room and some fairly good field position here in the second half. Boy, was that ever a tough call to swallow. Here is Hershberger. He gives it on the play to Hole, and Hole rams over right tackle, and he's thumped on the play by a couple of white shirts. Albers is waiting on him for the Rockets at the 36-and-a-half. Small gain, second down 9 for Allen East. Again, a few plays ago, Anna completed a pass down inside the 15-yard line. It was ruled a catch and a fumble, clearly looked incomplete. You got no replay. You've got to go with the call on the field. It was a real difficult call that went against Anna. Big break for Allen East. Here's a rollout by Hershberger. He may run it. He tries to sweep right end. Look at him gallop. He's got space, a lot of real estate. Makes men miss. He's at the 50. Cuts it back at the 40. Down inside the 30. Upended at the 27. Jacob Hershberger doing what he does. A spontaneous run by him, his initial receiver, who was Miller over the middle, not available, and the quarterback took off and galloped. What a run by the Mustangs. QB, Jacob Hershberger. Line of scrimmage, 26 of Anna. 8:56 to go in the fourth. Handoff, right tackle. It's Hole. He's barreling. Barges down inside the 20. Plows to about the 18. Good run by him. He's got 9. Second and 1. 8:40 to go here in the fourth quarter. Anna 24. Allen East 23. Here come the Mustangs to the line of scrimmage. Trips to the left. Anna covering the 3 outside receivers with 3 defenders as Allen East spreads the field. Each team, 3 timeouts remaining. Clock counting down, 8:15, 8:14 to go in the game. Anna up 1, 2nd and 1, Allen East inside the Anna 20. Ball given on the play to Hole. Hole, the first man through. Keeps his feet kicking, digging to the 15, plunges to the 14, 1st and 10. Knee touchdown back at the 15, that's where it's marked for play. Allen East with a new set of 4 can get a first down at the 5. Hillscamp in on the last hit. 7:54 to go in the fourth quarter. Anna up 1. Allen East posing a serious threat. Mustangs have marched to the 15 of Anna. 2 receivers wide left. An adjustment in the offensive backfield by Hole. He blocks for the quarterback, Hershberger, who runs right. He's got a cavity. He slithers through. 5-3-1. He is over inside the pylon. Jacob Hershberger crashes into the end zone. That was a touchdown drive by Allen East, mainly yards supplied by the QB Hershberger, who was splendid.
Yeah, that was basically him. I would love to see, and I don't know if you'll get to talk to Coach Marino. If they win, you obviously will. What he thinks of the 2 that were called short down here when Anna was down here inside the 1-yard line.
Oh, there have been some tight calls here in the second half that have gone against Anna, that's for sure.
And the fumble.
Yep. Well, now Allen East has a decision to make. Well, really, they don't. They've got to go for two,
right,
up five. A six-point lead does them no good here in the playoffs. That's for certain. Allen East takes a timeout, 7:32 left in the fourth quarter, 29-24 Mustangs, a two-point conversion upcoming on scoresbroadcast.com.
Looking to buy, build, or refinance a home? Osgood Bank has you covered. Whether you're a first-time home buyer with little or no down payment, buying a home on acreage, or need cash-out refinancing, the experts at Osgood Bank are fast, friendly, and will service your home loan from start to finish. Osgood Bank in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake. Do well, be good. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing member, osgoodbank.com.
Two-point conversion try by Allen East. Five-point lead Mustangs. 7.5 to go in the fourth quarter. Hershberger, offensive backfield. Jump pass, middle of the field. 7 yards deep in the end zone. Caught! It's caught! Fine reception by Wireman. He was well inside the back edge of the end zone. No, it was Miller. Chase Miller hauled it in. Beautifully executed play. And Allen East has the two-point conversion to offset its PAT miss earlier. 31-24 Mustangs. 7.5 to go in the game on scoresbroadcast.com.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
That drywall done right is done the Riemann way. One of our fine sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com, Riemann Drywall in Anna. Kickoff return by the Rockets, smothered at the 22, run back to the 32. As ever since that kickoff return of 86 yards for a touchdown by Justin Richards, Allen East simply will not boot it deep to him. First and 10, Anna, shy of the Rockets 35. Yep, Riemann Drywall in Anna gives your home or business that clean, eye-catching, professional look. We offer drywall repair, patching, finishing, installation, plastering, paint prep, and high customer satisfaction. You'll benefit from the 20-year Riemann reputation. Riemann hangs your wall board and installs your ceilings with exact precision. If you are within an hour from Shelby County and you need drywall work, Riemann Drywall in Anna, a call away. Riemann Drywall, 937-538-0513. And as we return to action, Carter Siegel has just airmailed an interception to the far side of the field in front of the Allen East bench, and it's a pick six run for a score from 40 yards away to break this game open.
Yeah, and I think that was Hershberger, I think.
Jacob Hershberger?
I can't tell, though. No, I can't see that far.
Boy, the swings in this game,
wow.
Chuck, in the last several minutes have been unbelievable. I've never seen a thing like it in a high school football game. It's 37-24 Allen East. Intercepted pass. It might have been Carter Young, far side of the field. Siegel threw it to the boundary. That's been a special play for Anna all night long. That one was thrown a good 30 yards across field. It was telegraphed. The route was jumped by Allen East, and it went for a 40-yard score the other way. Extra point is good, and it's 38-24 Allen East. My goodness, has the complexion of this game ever changed? Again, you'll benefit from that 20-year Riemann reputation. If you are within an hour from Shelby County and you need drywall work, Riemann Drywall, a call away, 937-538-0513, 937-538-0513, drywall done right the Riemann way. Riemann Drywall in Anna will give your home or business that clean, eye-catching, professional look. Thanks to Riemann, one of our fine sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com. Anna now faces that 14-point deficit that it was confronted with in the first 8 minutes of this game tonight.
Yeah, they have played so well in the second quarter and the third quarter, and then boom, the wheels have come off.
Bouncing kickoff to the 21, returned on the play by Justin Richards near hash mark, cuts it outside to the numbers, and he's toppled down at the 36. First and 10, Anna, 36-yard line, and now the Rockets need two scores, not one, two, to get back in the thick of this game. 7:12 to go in the fourth. Allen East 38 and Anna 24. Steve and Ted's and Anna, your friendly local HVAC, plumbing, and electrical experts. At Steve and Ted's, we service, repair, sell, and install residential and commercial heating and cooling systems, plus complete plumbing and electrical services. Steve Hooker and Ted Burning started Steve and Ted's in 2002 and quickly built a great reputation for offering quality products at affordable prices. A new home heating and cooling system is one of the most important investments you'll ever make. And make it with Steve and Ted's. Flexible financing available. 8315 State Route 119 West in Anna. Steve and Ted's, your local friendly HVAC, plumbing, and electrical experts. Anna quickly to the air. And one strike on the play to Brandon Axe. And another one to Colton Carey. Each play good for about 10. Both at the sidelines. Each one stops the clock. And Anna is at the Mustangs 49 with 6:44 left in the game. Anna trailing 38-24. Anna's able to move the football in 10 to 15-yard chunks with a quick, crisp passing game. Here we go again. Ball dumped off in the left flat. Colton Carey makes a good spin move in front of his defender, snares it, and goes out of bounds at the 43. Play good for 6, second down and 4, Anna, 43-yard line of Allen East. Steve and Ted's is your local Lennox dealer, proud to offer only the finest heating and cooling products. Lennox, the trusted name in the HVAC industry. Here's Siegel back at the 50, looking to throw near sideline, then delivers late, and it is incomplete. Diving effort by Colton Carey at the 28 of Allen East. That brings up a 3rd and 4. We need Steve and Ted's right here in the press box tonight, Chuck.
Yeah, they got heat on the other side.
Steve and Ted's, 8315 State Route 119 West in Anna. Your friendly local HVAC, plumbing, and electrical experts. 3rd and 4, Anna, 43 of the Mustangs. Play action. Siegel delivers, middle of the field, wide open receiver. Catch made, 25, and a tackle at the 21. Well done. Richards hauled it in. Boy, he got between the cornerback and safety. Siegel threw it right on the button. Perfectly executed by Anna. 6:22 to go, fourth quarter. 38-24 in favor of the Mustangs. Here's Siegel, pocket again. Out pattern, right sideline. A short delivery, ruled no good, out of bounds. Catch made by Ambos, but he was on the stripe. Second down and 10, Anna, 24 of Allen East. You get 6 points here, Chuck, in the next minute. You get a stop. And you've got time to go right back down the field and score again.
The key there is to get a stop.
A little bit of everything has happened in this game. So don't be surprised it doesn't happen again. 2nd and 10, Anna inside the 25 of Allen East. Siegel in the spread. Oh, here come 4 rushers. And it's a ball looped over the middle in the hands of the receiver at the 20 and out. Axe had it on his fingertips. Then he was jostled. Allen East was calling a full house blitz on that play.
Well, it was a screen pass. It was well set up, just a teeny bit over his head.
3rd and 10, Anna. Boy, these next two plays will go a long way to determining the outcome in this game. 6:08 left here in the fourth. With these incompletions, the clock is running down very slowly. 3rd and 10, Anna. 23-yard line, Allen East. Siegel back at the 31, arching one toward the end zone, and we've got a defender and receiver scrapping for the ball in the hands of an Anna man, and out, knocked away at the last second by Allen East. Ambus was there a yard or two in the end zone. Boy, it looked like it was offensive interference, then defensive interference. They were trading blows back and forth, each draped on the other. Ambus eventually did have a shot at it. Allen East pried it loose. Ball game right here, perhaps, Chuck.
I can't see the left end zone, so I'm listening to you on the radio here, too.
Fourth and 10 for Anna inside the 25 of Allen East. 6 minutes to go in the game. Anna down two scores. Siegel looking. He's in the pocket, has plenty of time, throws into traffic, middle of the field, down inside the 5-yard line. Intercepted! Allen East runs it back up the near sideline to the 35-yard line, and that might do it.
Wow.
And guess who hauled in the pick? Jacob Hershberger, star of the game for Allen East, without question. The quarterback has been outstanding on both sides of the field.
Well, Anna has not turn the ball over in the first half, 4 times in the second half.
And that will get you beat. 5:19 left here in the fourth. Anna trailing 38-24 as the delivery by the quarterback Siegel was intended down inside the 5-yard line for a receiver who got some late double coverage. And at the end of the run back after the pick by Hershberger, personal foul, Anna.
Yep. I'm sure there's some frustration down there now. They've played really well to be down 14 points.
From the 48-yard line of Anna, Allen East sets up shop. First down, 10 yards to go, leading 38-24 are the Mustangs with 5:49 to go in the fourth quarter. Here's Hole running right up the gut. He puts a helmet into one man, breaks another tackle, stays on his feet. Look at him go, and he roars down to the 21 of Anna. Inside run, sophomore Jack Hole would not be denied, stayed on his feet, bouncing off would-be tacklers one after another. Allen East at the 21 of Anna with 5.5 to go here in the fourth quarter. 38-24 Mustangs. Anna with 3 timeouts left. Allen East a couple. 4 huge mistakes, as Chuck noted seconds ago. 4 turnovers by Anna here in the second half have spelled doom. Allen East to the line of scrimmage. Roll out to the left by Hershberger. He'll just keep this one. He looks for an avenue. He finds one. Slithers through, knifing to the 15. And he lurches down to about the 10-yard line. It could be goal to go for the Mustangs of Allen East. It is a 2-score game. The contest throughout most of the night has been much tighter. Then 2 scores, a touchdown here by Allen East, would make it a 3-score game. Certainly not indicative at all of how closely this game has been played tonight. Anna led 24-23 into the early stage of the fourth quarter. And Allen East with a couple of picks here on Anna's last 2 possessions. Here is Allen East at the line of scrimmage, and the Mustangs use one of their 2 remaining timeouts. 4:20 to go in the fourth quarter. 38-24 Allen East over Anna on scoresbroadcast.com.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
Here comes Allen East to the line of scrimmage. Ball marked for play at the 12, officially, of Anna. 4:20 to go. 14-point lead in favor of the Mustangs. The quarterback, Hershberger, inside and off its hole. Hole rams his way, breaks a tackle, stretches out to the 3. The 2 doesn't quite get in. Caught at the 1. It is goal to go for Allen East. Clock nears the 4-minute mark. 38-24 Mustangs. Allen East trying to go up a 21 here late in this game. Anna has played much of this contest far better than a 2 or 3 touchdown difference. Here's the handoff on the play to Hole. He's got a hole over left tackle. He noses in there for the touchdown for the Mustangs, who lead it 44-24. Under 4 minutes to play in the fourth quarter. And the starch has simply been taken out of the Rockets.
Well, like you said, this is not indicative of how close this game was. I mean, it's anybody's ball game with like 12 or 11 minutes to go in the fourth quarter.
Anna led early couple of minutes of the fourth period, 24-23. Great comeback after trailing a one time 14-0. Extra point try by Roby of Allen East. He is on the way, and he's got it. The lead is 21 for the Mustangs, 45-24, 3:53 left in the fourth. You know, every day, banks support us as we turn life's goals into accomplishments. Osgood Bank can help you achieve goals like going to college, opening a small business, buying a home, planning a wedding, having a baby, and more. Make Osgood Bank your partner through it all, from your first car to a new life after retirement. Osgood Bank and Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake. Do well, be good, Osgood Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Member, OsgoodBank.com. Hey, how about a late night stop at Meyer's Tavern in Botkins? We are a favorite of the home crowd in Botkins and those who come to us from towns all around. Meyer's Tavern, 303 North Main in Botkins, known at noon and at night for pizzas, subs, sandwiches, salads, and wings. Kickoff by Allen East, muffed by Ann at the 10. It goes back to the 5. Rockets scoop it up and get to the 13, and that's it. That's the way the last few minutes have gone for Anna. Rockets all thumbs right now. Can't do a thing right.
Right. Well, it's cold. Locker room's going to be warm for them. I think that's a plus.
Meyer's Tavern in Botkins. We've got a full menu. You can be sure you'll always find something you want to eat as a snack or as a full meal. Breakfast starts at 6. The omelets are popular. And terrific strip loin. Steak dinners just $12.50. Serve after 4 o'clock. We're proud to be a local casual hangout and welcome you for any meal of the day. Drop on by, have a seat, have a burger at Meyer's Tavern, 303 North Main in Botkins. Place your carryout, 937-693-8271, 693-8271. We bet you won't find better Meyer's Tavern in Botkins. Outstanding food. Pass by Anna, incomplete. From the Rockets' 13-yard line, incompletion into the right flat. So it's second down and 10, Anna. 3 minutes, 42 seconds to go here in the fourth quarter. Unbelievably, Chuck, 3 touchdowns, 22 points by Allen East in the span of, what, about 5 minutes time?
Yeah, they had 5 yards in the third quarter because they never got the ball. They've made up for that in the fourth quarter.
Crazy how this game was altered. Between the third and fourth quarters. All Anna in the third. A great production, moving the football up and down the field. Rockets grab the lead. And then, wouldn't you believe it, 4 turnovers by Anna in the fourth period. And Allen East gets its offense revved back up and going again.
Well, the one was a teeny bit questionable on the catch by Ambus. I would really like to have a look at that one in slow motion.
3:35 to go in the fourth quarter. Another incompletion by the Rockets to the left flat this time. 3rd and 10. Siegel back at his 5. Short pass over the middle. Caught by Anna at the 16. Brandon Axe hauled it in on the dead run. He was spilled shortly after catching it. New line of scrimmage is at the 17-yard line. Going to be fourth down coming up. Play was good for only 4. fourth and six. We're near the three-minute mark. Anna down 21, unless a few miracles would happen, and I mean a few. Anna is beaten here tonight at Wapakoneta. Here's a long throw, middle of the field, post pattern. Colton Carey runs it, and he's got the catch at the 46. A spiral thrown on a dime by Siegel. Great pattern, fine reception, Carey, 50-yard line. Anna trailing 45-24, 2:50 to go here in the fourth. Rockets have two receivers left and right. A lot of movement. Has to be a flag somewhere. Here is Siegel throwing it out of bounds over the Anna bench near sideline. Don't think there was a flag, Chuck. It looked like there was motion, offsides, everything else in between.
Well, three people moved. I'm not sure. I guess maybe the officials are cold, too.
Want to recognize the Anna cheerleaders here tonight. Gabrielle Meyer, senior cheerleader. Emily Gogan, senior cheerleader. Shelby Hamm, a senior. Kennedy Brewer, a 12th grader. Brooke Pettis, a junior cheerleader. Bree Metzler, a junior. Gracie Dethridge, a sophomore cheerleader. Ava Bullheimer, a sophomore cheerleader. And advisor, Jesse Guy. Boy, in the second and third quarters, the Anna cheerleaders had a lot to hoot and holler about.
Yeah, they did.
They had a lot to cheer about in the middle portion of this game. Anna's just completed a pass from the 50 down to the 35 of Allen East. A rollout to the left of Siegel, and he airmails one out of bounds over the Anna bench. Stopping the clock, 2:20 to go here in the fourth. 45-24 Allen East, second and 10 for the Rockets. Well, you need a touchdown and two successful onside kicks in the last 90 seconds of this game. Need a touchdown here, two onside kicks, and two more TDs. That's the kind of a
piece of cake.
Yes. That's the kind of a deep hole the Rockets have put themselves in here in the fourth. Siegel at the 45. He is being harassed in the offensive backfield, unloads it out of bounds into the Allen East bench. Third and 10 coming up here for Anna. 45-24 in favor of the Mustangs. Keep in mind, basketball for you next Friday night. It will be a girls' game as we kick off the girls' hoop season here on scoresbroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM. That's next Friday night. Next Friday evening, a girls' contest. Our first boys' game will be 2 weeks from last night, a week from next Friday, Jackson Center at Botkins. Airtime for evening basketball about 7:05. We've got a short pass, middle of the field by Anna. Reception is ruled good down at the 31-yard line. It was third and 10, a gain of four, fourth and six, Anna. Siegel at the helm, down to a minute 46 to go. Carter throws, numbers, near side of the field. It's in the hands of the receiver at the 21 and out. Good pop from behind by Allen East just as the ball arrived. Ambus is ruled to have held on initially. The official was pointing to the ground, but it is called a catch. Nice one by Ambus just outside the 20. Siegel throwing it away down around the 12-yard line on first and 10. Anna Rockets with a number of just splendid seniors on this roster, and we'll run them down for you in just a moment. A minute 32 to go here in the fourth quarter. Allen East leading 45-24 over Anna. Looked to me like for an instant, Chuck, on that last reception, the ball was trapped on the ground by the tummy of Ambus, but
they counted that. Huh?
It was counted as a good catch. Second down and four. Anna Siegel back at the 26, still looking, still surveys the field, and it is a slant pattern delayed down inside the five. Caught, goal line, touchdown. Does the official signal good or no? Some confusion. Tackle made by Allen East at the 6-inch line. It's not ruled a touchdown. Don't know how he didn't get in. Axe appeared to have scored. Apparently his knee skidded on the turf inside the one. Siegel under center, pile up at the goal line. Is he ruled to be short? He is. No touchdown. 1:02 to go here in the fourth quarter, 45-24 Allen East. Of course, all of this is academic at this point. It really means nothing. This is reminding me, Chuck, of play in the third quarter when Anna couldn't punch it in from the 6-inch line and then eventually fumbled and it was recovered at the 6-inch line.
Yeah, I'm not sure. There was a couple of times where you just, I mean, they're on the goal line and we're not. And our angle is not very good from this press box.
45-24, Anna trailing after leading 24-23 early in the fourth quarter. Big turn of events for Anna, turnovers in the second half. An avalanche of points, 22 of them by Allen East in the fourth period of this game. Anna to the line of scrimmage, inches short of the goal. Again, this is all icing on the cake for this game. Allen East is going to win, and the Mustangs certainly deserve it. Allen East got off to a great start here tonight, jumping on top 14-0. Give Anna a lot of credit. Rockets clawed back, scratched, and got the lead, 24-23 at the start of the fourth quarter. And here's an Anna run. Hunter Schmidt to the line of scrimmage. Forward progress. Dents the plane. He's got the 6. Touchdown, Hunter Schmidt. Hunter, one of a number of outstanding Anna seniors, by the way. And it's 45-30. Your PA ticker, easy for me to say, your PAT kicker. Zach Ambus, also a senior. Extra point try by Zach. Line drive boot. Is it inside the left upright or no? It's outside it. Overcooked it just a smidgen. And it's 45-30 with a second under a minute to go here in the fourth quarter. Zach Ambus for Anna has had a great football career with the Rockets. He is a senior. Hunter Schmidt will be missed. He's a 12th grader. Colton Carey, a senior. Ethan Doyle, a 12th grader. Brandon Axe is a senior for the Rockets. These are talented players who will be missed. Landon Howell on the offensive and defensive lines is a senior. Grant Albers, 6'4", 280. Grant, a senior. That'll be a large hole to fill. He is an outstanding offensive and defensive lineman. Eli Wilson is a senior. That completes the list of seniors for the Anna Rockets. It's not a super lengthy list, Chuck, but all of those young men contribute heavily to this team.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, they got a lot of kids coming back, but they're going to miss the seniors.
Anna with an onside kick from the 40 with 59 seconds to go in the fourth quarter, trailing 45-30. And it's fielded nicely on a bounce by Garrett Newland of Allen East right at the 50-yard line. So many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to our sponsors the entire football season. This will be our last presentation of high school football this fall on scoresbroadcast.com. Allen East will come up to the line of scrimmage and no doubt take a series of knees, and that will do it. This game certainly was in doubt. Allen East was reeling and was under some big-time pressure early on in the fourth quarter, trailing by a count of 24-23 in this game. Hard to believe it turned so drastically against Anna in the fourth period, but it did. A rash of mistakes by the Rockets certainly did not help. So many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to Osgood Bank, about which we spoke just a few minutes ago, and Jackson Center Pro Hardware. Solid wood kitchen cabinets with soft closed doors and drawers. Over 20 colors and styles to choose from. Save over 50% compared to the big boxes, plus 11% off. Receive free cabinet handles and knobs with the purchase. Also, delivery just $49. Free in-house measurements, too. A couple of locations for the Pro Hardware stores in Jackson Center and new in Greenville. Jackson Center Pro Hardware, and a new Pro Hardware store in Greenville. Call Darren Yankst at 937-596-6360, 596-6360. Darren Yankst at Jackson Center Pro Hardware. Tell him you heard about his store right here on scoresbroadcast.com. Another timeout call down in the field as Allen East runs it to the Anna 45-yard line. Still 42 seconds on the clock. 45-30 in favor of Allen East, which will go to 10-3 on the year and will take on Coldwater at a site to be determined next Saturday night.
Yep, Coldwater thump Mechanicsburg tonight. So
Anna concludes 6-7. Rockets had won three of their last four, but are beaten here in the fourth quarter tonight by Allen East. Allen East, by the way, has now won seven of its last eight games. Line of scrimmage is the 46 of Anna. Hershberger, the quarterback, runs with it to the right, stays on his feet, goes laterally across the field, stays in bounds, and tumbles down in the field of play at the 39. Clock continues to run down to 33, 32. It stopped momentarily as the chain is advanced. Our anchor underwriting sponsors, AAG Inc. in Fort Loramie, your amazing glass connection. Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Route 25A. Clancy's Restaurant, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. High quality furniture, priced right. Go Goffney, we've got you covered. GoffneyFurniture.com. Local Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006 and 7. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City, home of the big boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank and Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County, and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Be well, be good, Osgood Bank. SecureCom in Minster, SECURCOM, online at SecureCom.com. The pros in protection. Thanks to the Sydney Daily News, the very best sports page coverage around. New sponsors the last several months here on scoresbroadcast.com. The Family Resource Center based in Findlay, an office in Sydney. FRCOhio.com. We believe people recover. Victress Health and Wellness in Anna. Receive online care at victresshealth.com. That's V-I-C-T-R-E-S-S. VictorsHealth.com. You are treated individually with functional medicine. Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home in Sydney, serving families with dignity and respect. Phone 937-492-5130. And Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster. We help you buy, sell, build, and develop real estate. Phone 419-628-3107. A rash of mistakes by Anna in the fourth quarter cost the Rockets tonight. They were leading 24-23 in the first minute of the fourth period, and then an avalanche occurred, and going away, Allen East won this game 45-30.
Yeah, turn it three times in the fourth quarter. That's just going to get you beat every time. They played well enough to win. Had a great third quarter where they took the lead, but Allen East, good football team.
A very good second quarter, third quarter for Anna. Allen East quarterback is splendid. Boy, he was outstanding. Carter Siegel for Anna, mighty good too. The Rockets had to come from behind all night. Seemed to get over the hump at 24-23. Then mistakes and two or three real tough officiating calls went against them.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, I don't know if they were good calls or bad calls, but I know they went against Anna, all three of them.
And they were tight officiating decisions,
right?
Of the 50-50 variety. One was at the end of an Anna drive when the Rockets were headed toward the end zone to get the lead back.
Yep.
And a pass down inside the 15-yard line appeared to be incomplete. The Anna receiver left the ground, had it momentarily pinned to his chest, was drilled in the back, and the ball flew out. Well, that normally is the definition of an incompletion. That's how we saw it up here. It was ruled unusually a catch and a fumble.
Right.
And Allen East sold it, recovered it, and possession changed. Anna lost the ball and ultimately lost this game. Chuck, our stars of this contest for Allen East, Hershberger, by far and away, the stellar performer. He was phenomenal. For Anna, who do you like?
Anna, Zach Ambos, and Justin Richards.
Sure. Yep, Justin Richards had the great 86-yard kickoff return for a touchdown. At times here on the field tonight, he looked like a man among much smaller men. He was dynamite. Zach Ambus, a field goal of 28 yards, an extra point of 25, a number of receptions. Those are our Clancy stars of the game. Clancy's Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them, and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
Well, once again, we commence basketball coverage for you next Friday night here on scoresbroadcast.com and on WMVR 105.5 Dam FM. It will be a girls' contest in Shelby County at a site to be determined. We have not officially picked that game. Check our website, scoresbroadcast.com, for the announcement as to which game we will cover next Friday. Don't forget, a week from next Friday, that would be Thanksgiving weekend Friday, we've got the Jackson Center boys at Bodkins. Jackson Center at Bodkins, of course, the Trojans, the defending state champs in boys in Division Four. So we've got some really good high school basketball right around the corner for you in the month of November before we get to the final month of the year. Thanks so much to our online audience tonight. Thanks to Chuck alongside Stats Color On-Site Engineering. It was cold. It was windy. We had to throw the window up every now and then to look out. It was tinted, and then there was a screen behind it. So it made visualizing this game a little tricky at times. We had to put up with some cold air out of the northwest, but we got it done. Unfortunately, Anna did not get it done. The Rockets fall short. For Chuck, I'm Jack Kramer saying good night from here at Harmon Field in Wapakoneta. Allen East knocks Anna out of the football playoffs in Division 6 by a final score of 45-30.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.